KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. All right, so late yesterday afternoon, the news broke that a Chinese spy balloon was found over the northern United States. It is a giant spy balloon. According to NBC News, the U.S. military has been monitoring a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that has been hovering over the northern United States for the past few days. And military and defense leaders have discussed shooting it out of the sky, according to U.S. officials and a senior defense official. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder told NBC News, quote, the United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now. We continue to track and monitor it closely. Once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against collection of sensitive information. Apparently, the high-altitude balloon was spotted over Billings, Montana on Wednesday. It flew over the Aleutian Islands through Canada and into Montana as well. This apparently is not the only spy balloon that China has sent out there. Apparently now the Canadians are suggesting that there may be a second spy balloon that was flying over Canada. And apparently the new rule is that China gets to do pretty much whatever it wants in this space and we will do nothing. Now, there are a bunch of unanswered questions here. Unanswered question number one, why are you flying a spy balloon? Like, what does it actually accomplish? See, China has satellites. Those satellites are perfectly capable of taking pictures from space of things in Montana, for example. Presumably one of the things that they're attempting to monitor is America's nuclear arsenal, much of which is located in Montana. But if they can do it with satellites, why are they sending a balloon? Well, there are really only two possible answers to this question. Possible answer number one is that the balloon has capabilities, for some odd reason, that their satellites do not. Maybe a satellite went offline. They had to send a balloon instead. Maybe the balloon is more sophisticated for some reason than the satellites are getting better pictures. And one is that the balloon is actually more effective than the satellites, in which case we should shoot it out of the sky because we shouldn't allow the Chinese to float a balloon over American soil. I don't know why this is difficult at all. By the way, you know who used to know this? Like, the Soviets knew this. The Chinese knew this. And very famously, in 1960, the United States had a U-2 surveillance flight shot down by the Soviet Union. It led to the actual imprisonment of an American pilot. And then there's the second possibility, which is China is doing this as a deliberate provocation, that the reason they are sending the balloon is because they know that we will notice a balloon. It turns out they are large and slow-moving. And so we probably should knock it out of the sky. In other words, we shouldn't allow a giant balloon to float over American soil unanswered. All it would take is a well-placed piece of ordnance to knock the balloon out of the sky. The Biden administration instead decided to do nothing. I don't understand what exactly the rationale would be for both the United States and Canada allowing China to do this sort of thing. In a brief statement late on Thursday, the Canadian Department of National Defense said a high-altitude surveillance balloon had been detected and was being actively tracked by a North American Aerospace Defense Command, a U.S.-Canadian military organization. It didn't provide any details about that balloon or say whether it was the same balloon that was detected inside the United States. What in the actual hell? Like, do you feel safe in an administration that allows the Chinese to float? Again, this is not a fast-moving projectile that is moving over the United States. This is not some sort of stealth surveillance plane that the United States just missed. It's not a satellite. It is a balloon. We should be shooting those things down, just as a sign to everybody else that you don't get to do this sort of thing over American soil. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, which had nothing to say about any of this yesterday, they did have certain things to say about, for example, the use of Russian anthems in international events. I gotta say, I feel like your priorities are a little misplaced, guys. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to make this case yesterday.
In cases where sports organizations and event organizers, such as the International Olympic Committee, choose to permit athletes from Russia and Belarus to participate in sporting events, it should be absolutely clear that they are not representing the Russian or Belarusian states. And so that's the stance that we are providing, and the use of official state Russian Belarusian flags, emblems, and anthems should be prohibited as well.
Okay, so the use of Russian anthems in international sporting competition, that should be prohibited. Chinese flying balloons over American soil, you know, that sort of stuff happens. What are the priorities of this administration? This looks like cowardice. It looks like the Biden administration does not want to come to grips with the Chinese, and so they are allowing them to do things that no sovereign country should allow to happen to itself. Meanwhile, the other big story of the day, another big story yesterday, was that Ilhan Omar was booted off the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And apparently this is the worst act of legislative usurpation in American history. I mean, if you're to judge by the Democratic reaction to the thing that they actually did to Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene last time around, if you do it to Ilhan Omar, it's super bad. So remember, there was a precedent. The precedent was that parties get to pick the members of the committee that are members of their party. So if you're in the minority and you're the Republican Party, you get to pick which members go on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, they decided they didn't like this because they don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene and they didn't like Paul Gosar. And so they decided they were just going to kick them off committees. And so now the Republicans have taken the House and they say, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. F around and find out. In other words, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If this is the new way that we play this game, then those rules apply to you also. And that means that we can kick your vicious Jew hater off of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, by the way, Ilhan Omar was elected. I don't know what that says for the people of her district, but she has been elected multiple times to her seat in Minnesota. She is a vicious Jew hater. That is evident from all of her record, which we'll go through in a moment. Because remember, this is the person that Democrats are defending. They're trying to pretend that this is about Ilhan Omar's race or her religion, which really is amazing because what they're effectively suggesting is that intersectionality is a cover for hating Jews. That if you are a woman of color who is Muslim and comes from a foreign country, you can hate Jews as much as you damn well please, and we will defend you because the only thing that matters about you is those intersectional characteristics that make you a victim rather than a victimizer. But Ilhan Omar's record of being very untethered toward the Jews is widely available. And so if Republicans come into office and they're like, okay, you guys booted our people off committees, now we're going to find the worst of you and we are going to boot you off committees, from Adam Schiff being booted off Intel to Eric Swalwell, who was being honeypotted by a Chinese spy, we'll kick them off Intel, and we'll kick Ilhan Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee. Democrats starting to scream about this right now really have no leg to stand on. So to understand just how small a leg they have to stand on, we need to go through exactly what Ilhan Omar has said about the Jews. She really doesn't like them. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, you know Biden's infrastructure bill that Congress passed last year? Here's something I'll bet you did not know about it. In a few years, every single car may be required to come up with a safety device that actually passively monitors you for impaired driving, which sounds harmless, but then again, the government can monitor, you know, everything you do, which is not something that I think you're going to enjoy. Big government would love to monitor everything you do. This is one reason why I use ExpressVPN to protect my network from being monitored. See, your ISP can log every bit of your internet activity. This includes stuff like the sites you visited, how much time you've spent on those sites. When you use ExpressVPN, your internet activity is shielded. Their app works by rerouting 100% of your network data through their secure encrypted servers to keep your activity private. Unlike monitoring the government might want to do in your car, ExpressVPN's kill switch actually protects you. If your VPN connection ever drops, network data is immediately stopped from entering or leaving your device to keep privacy from being compromised. It's a kill switch you control. All it takes is one easy tap of a button for ExpressVPN to secure all of your devices. So, stop leaving yourself vulnerable to attacks on your privacy. Take back your privacy and freedom. At ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro, get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get the special offer for my listeners. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. So, we can go all the way back. And remember, she hasn't apologized for these comments, really. She suggested she just didn't understand what she was saying. That's why it was just ignorance, of course. So, In November of 2012, she tweeted, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel. That was in the middle of Hamas firing rockets into Israel. But Israel, the Jews, they hypnotized the world. And fast forward to 2016. And you'll recall that Ilhan Omar actually asked a judge for compassion for ISIS recruits. The reason, supposedly, that there should have been some sort of mercy for these people is because they, in fact, are victims. She says, this is in her letter at the time, the best deterrent to fanaticism is a system of compassion. We must alter our attitude and approach. If we truly want to affect change, we should refocus our efforts on inclusion and rehabilitation. The desire to commit violence is not inherent to people. It is the consequences of systemic alienation. People seek violent solutions when the process established for enacting change is inaccessible to them. Fueled by disaffection turned to malice, if the guilty were willing to kill and be killed, fighting perceived injustice, imagine the consequence of them hearing, "I believe you can be rehabilitated. I want you to become part of my community. Together we will thrive." The idea is that you are a victim if you're trying to join ISIS. A victim of systemic alienation. And so we have to decriminalize trying to join ISIS, and we have to treat them as though society is responsible for their activities. This is Ilhan Omar back in 2016. Again, this is part and parcel of her anti-American view, which is that American foreign policy is egregious and evil and wrongs very Noam Chomsky view of the world. And therefore, everybody who hates the United States and tries to join a terrorist group is actually, they may be doing something wrong, but they are a victim of American foreign policy. And we have to have sympathy for them. And then in 2019, March of 2019, she had a spate of wonderful tweets in 2019. So she was tweeting against Nita Lowey. Nita Lowey, by the way, was a Democrat from the state of New York. And Nita Lowey had tweeted that she didn't like that Ilhan Omar was mischaracterizing support for Israel as somehow dual loyalty. And she then tweeted out, quote, "Our democracy is built on debate, Congresswoman. I should not be expected to have allegiance or pledge support to a foreign country in order to serve my country in Congress or serve on a committee." So no one expects Ilhan Omar to declare support for a foreign country, like allegiance to Israel, in order to serve on a committee. If you want to serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee, I mean, obviously, in the past, the Democrats could appoint you to that. But if you want to make a moral case, you should serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee. It seems like a baseline thing that you probably should not sympathize with the terrorists who are trying to destroy a democratic ally of the United States. This, of course, followed hard on another tweet from hers, the famous All About the Benjamins tweet, in October of 2019. It's all about the Benjamins. So Kevin McCarthy in 2019 had threatened punishment for Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib over their criticisms of Israel, according to Glenn Greenwald. Right, Glenn Greenwald is very left-wing when it comes to Israel. And Ilhan Omar said, it's all about the Benjamins. It's all about the Benjamins, right? It's the Jews who bought off Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the Republican Party. And remember, her hatred of the Jews in Israel is not confined to that. She also believes that America is really bad. By the way, she compared BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions from Israel, which is a State Department-defined act of anti-Semitism, right? The idea that Israel should be cut off from the world economy because they are the Jewish state. Here she was suggesting that BDS is basically supporting the Tea Party in the United States.
We must support efforts to end the occupation and achieve two-state solution. We should condemn in the strongest terms violence that perpetuates the occupation, whether it is perpetuated by Israel, Hamas, or individuals. But if we are going to condemn violent means of resisting the occupation, we cannot also condemn nonviolent means. This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, but boycotting a Democratic ally of the United States is basically the same thing as the Boston Tea Party, according to Ilhan Omar. This, of course, was the same year that she declared that Israel was very much akin to the Nazis, essentially. She suggested also that the United States and Israel are kind of like the Taliban. So that was a solid one. She tweeted this out. She tweeted out, quote, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity." This is in 2021. "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban." Is in June of 2021. So she compares the United States, Hamas, an actual terrorist group that hands out candies when innocent civilians are slaughtered, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. According to Ilhan Omar, they are all part of the same category. Well, I mean, I wish that for Ilhan Omar they were, because she seems to have significantly more sympathy for Hamas than she does for Israel. And she seems to have significantly more sympathy for particular regimes in the Middle East than she does for the United States when it comes to their human rights records. And she has a lot to say about the United States' human rights record and virtually nothing to say about particular countries in the Middle East. And again, this is the same Ilhan Omar who downplayed 9/11 very famously. Here she was doing that.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Ah, some people did something. That's why CARE was founded, is because some people did something. You remember that one. And then she said, well, it's taken out of context. That's not what I meant. Well, no, I mean, what you meant is what you meant, which is that a thing happened, and then people all over started to lose civil, but the thing that happened is sort of the issue. So Ilhan Omar, terrible person, Jew hater, hates Israel, very anti-American in her perspective about the United States, also very good reasons to kick her off foreign affairs. A little bit more on this in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor. You know Biden's infrastructure bill that Congress passed last year? Here's something I'll bet you did not know about it. In a few years, every single car may be required to come up with a safety device that actually passively monitors you for impaired driving, which sounds harmless, but then again, the government can monitor, you know, everything you do, which is not something that I think you're going to enjoy. Big government would love to monitor everything you do. This is one reason why I use ExpressVPN to protect my network from being monitored. See, your ISP can log every bit of your internet activity. This includes stuff like the sites you visited, how much time you've spent on those sites. When you use ExpressVPN, your internet activity is shielded. Their app works by rerouting 100% of your network data through their secure encrypted servers to keep your activity private. Unlike monitoring the government might want to do in your car, ExpressVPN's kill switch actually protects you. If your VPN connection ever drops, network data is immediately stopped from entering or leaving your device to keep privacy from being compromised. It's a kill switch you control. All it takes is one easy tap of a button for ExpressVPN to secure all of your devices. So, stop leaving yourself vulnerable to attacks on your privacy. Take back your privacy and freedom. At ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro, get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get the special offer for my listeners. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up. Ilhan Omar has now been booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and Democrats are screeching mad over it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is a raging anti-Semite, and so now she has been booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The Democrats used to acknowledge that Ilhan Omar was a real problem. They always downplayed it, obviously. The Democrats refused a resolution to specifically condemn Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism back in 2019. Instead, they decided to pass a resolution condemning all hate. This is all part of the Democratic rubric of Islamophobia is the same thing as anti-Semitism, is the same thing as racism, and so we can ignore anti-Semitism. Back in 2019, Nancy Pelosi, in one of the most, I think, kind of degrading statements ever made in Congress, she suggested that the real problem here is that Ilhan Omar just doesn't understand how words work. You know, I want to talk about the soft bigotry of low expectations. If I suggested that a woman of color who is Muslim just doesn't understand how the English language works, that would be considered rather bigoted. Nancy Pelosi said it at the time, and this was a defense.
The incident that happened with, I don't think our colleague is anti-Semitic. I think she has a different experience in the use of words, doesn't understand that some of them are fraught with meaning that she didn't realize.
Different experience in the use of words. Then it was like a couple weeks later, she said more anti-Semitic stuff. Adam Schiff, back in February of 2019, he put out a statement saying, quote, I was deeply dismayed to see Representative Omar's comments on Twitter yesterday in which she echoed longstanding anti-Semitic tropes about Jews obtaining influence through money. By the way, the way that this usually works is that an anti-Semitic trope is when a left-winger says something anti-Semitic. Then it's just a trope. If a right-winger says it, then it's just anti-Semitism. If a left-winger says it, it's a trope. Anti-Semitism has no place in the halls of Congress or civil society, said Adam Schiff back in 2019. Now, he's appearing on national television next to Ilhan Omar and looking awkward while she explains that she just doesn't understand words. It is hilarious how transparent the Democrats are. So the Democrats put out a resolution this week. It was a resolution, quote, recognizing Israel as America's legitimate and democratic ally and condemning anti-Semitism. They did it this week because they wanted Ilhan Omar to sign it. So Ilhan Omar signed it so that she can now claim that she's not anti-Israel. I don't believe you, lady. The reaction by the Democrats to Ilhan Omar being kicked off of Foreign Affairs is so telling. Instead of the Democrats basically saying, okay, we understand what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We should be able to pick our own members, and that was a mistake. They can't do that because they're the ones who started this fight. Instead of doing that, they are now claiming, of course, that the American people are being disserved by not having a person who hates America's foreign policy and place in the world. Instead, it's a disservice to the American people not to have this person on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, according to the world's worst press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre.
She has apologized for her comments she made in the past. I think she was most recently did an extensive interview about this on Sunday, I believe on CNN, and has been vocal about condemning anti-Semitism as well as affirming our strong alliance and important partnership with Israel. Look, the way that we see this, it's a political stunt. Much like House Republicans' unjust removal of other leading Democrats from key committees in recent weeks, and it is a disservice to the American people.
Disservice to the American people. She went on national TV and she said she just didn't understand that there were quote unquote tropes about Jews and money. Really? Did you not understand that? Is that the case? You have a degree in political science from a university. You serve in Congress, you know. I have serious doubts about that. Okay, so the people who are really mad were the members of the squad. And their excuse, of course, the members of the squad, is that everybody is targeting Ilhan Omar because she's black, which screams of the soft bigotry of low expectations once again. Right? You're allowed to be as anti-Semitic and Jew-hating as you want so long as you support Black Lives Matter. You're allowed to be as anti-Semitic and Jew-hating as you want so long as you are a Marxist a la Jeremy Corbyn or Bernie Sanders. So here is Rashida Tlaib getting very, very mad.
The GOP is now doing what it is best at. Weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman.
Oh, give me a...
Congresswoman Omar's lived experience as a refugee and a child of survivor of war should be welcomed on this committee. It is needed. When you can't pass any bills that actually improve the people's lives, they turn to Congress. They turn Congress into a place of fear-mongering hate.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I know Congresswoman Omar will not be silent.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
To Congresswoman Omar...
That lady has a Palestinian flag right outside of her office, and she had a map in her office that literally got rid of Israel. It just had a giant poster that said Palestine on Israel. That is Rashida Tlaib, another flaming anti-Semite inside the squad, which seems to be filled with flaming anti-Semites. It's about she's a black, beautiful woman! Really? Is that what it's about? That she's a black, beautiful woman. Is that really what it's about? Because I noticed that there are a lot of other black Congress people who didn't get kicked off their committees yesterday. Intersectionality is not a defense to being a garbage human. It is not a defense. But for the left, it is. It is, because the intersectionality is the only thing that matters, and of course they agree with the fact that, Ilhan Omar hates Israel and hates the Jews and is anti-American in her foreign policy. Already coming up, the theater kids of the squad are out there auditioning for the part of most outraged congressperson. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlieu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlieu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlieu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlieu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlieu's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlieu's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlieu's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlieu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlieu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have 2 well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Over 2.8 million Americans have served in our military since 9/11. Many have returned home with devastating injuries and few resources for them and their families. This is News correspondent Bob Woodruff. I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq in 2006. The military had my back that day, and they have each other's while serving. It's time we had theirs. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative. To learn more, go to gotyoursix.org using the number six.
Furnished by the Bob Woodruff Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the theater kids of the squad are very upset that Ilhan Omar has been booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee and leading the way in auditioning for the lead starring role in Outraged Intersectionality is, of course, the irrepressibly stupid Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. If you watch this clip with the sound off, it appears as though she is performing either Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I want the world, I want the whole world, or she is performing And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going from Dreamgirls. Either one is a possibility. And I'm telling you I'm not going. Okay, so here is AOC, theater kid, dancing, jumping up and down, slamming her notepad on the podium because her friend Ilhan Omar will still be serving in Congress, but will not have access to as much classified information on the Foreign Affairs Committee because she's a terrible person. And in the background, you'll see Cori Bush just nodding along, man, nodding along. By the way, this would also be deemed, if this were a white Republican congressperson doing this, this would be deemed cultural appropriation. There's no question about it, given the stylistic choices that AOC is making during the speech. Here is AOC, theater child, getting ready to perform her greatest number yet.
I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology. My life was threatened. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoops. Oh, man. Amazing work there from AOC. Amazing. She didn't get the part. The part, unfortunately, went to Cori Bush. But AOC is, she's amazing. She's slamming her. I've never seen AOC quite so animated over anything except for defending her friend, the rabid anti-Semite. She makes a habit of defending rabid anti-Semites quite a lot, doesn't she? From Jeremy Corbyn to Ilhan Omar to Rashida Tlaib. If we can judge you to a certain extent by the friends you keep, if all of your friends are of a particular ilk, it does suggest something about maybe your own feelings on a particular subject. And then there was Cori Bush. So Cori Bush, the BLM congresswoman from Missouri, I call her a BLM congresswoman because that's literally how she became a congressperson. She was a very active member of BLM. She was a lead activist in the Black Lives Matter movement. She also suggests that this is all about Ilhan Omar being a black woman of Somali origin who is a Muslim. And again, the rule here is that you get, as long as you are all those things, you can basically just hate on the Jews, which is convenient.
Republicans are waging a blatantly Islamophobic and racist attack on Congresswoman Omar. And I've said it before, I will say it again. The white supremacy happening is unbelievable. This is despicable. It is Congresswoman Omar who has been harassed at her job for simply existing as a Muslim woman in Congress. It is she who has been attacked by a member of this body ridiculing her as a potential terrorist for simply existing as a Muslim woman in this Congress.
You know what's weird is that there's another Muslim congressperson. He's named Andre Carson. He's from Indiana. Have you ever heard of him? You have not, have you? Maybe the reason you haven't heard of that Muslim congressperson is because he doesn't spend all day every day being an anti-Semitic jackass. Maybe that would be the reason. He's not featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine doing that sort of stuff. Maybe that's it. But again, points to Cori Bush. That's a much more subtle performance. AOC's extremely loud. I mean, she's chewing the scenery, man. I mean, she's Patti LuPone out there. And they got Cori Bush. And Cori Bush, you know, she, I don't know, it's just the most amazing performance, but she comes in a little more subtle, which, you know, if you have to cast the part, it goes to Cori Bush. There's a little bit more soul there. And a little bit more heart. And that's really what you're looking for in a theater kid. We'll get to more on this in just one second. But first, we all hope we'll never need life insurance. But the simple fact of the matter is that we are all going to die. And this means that probably at some point in the future, your family is going to need to make up for lost ground if, God forbid, you are taken too soon. Mortgage payments, childcare, other expenses, they don't just disappear after you die. Life insurance through your workplace might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It's not going to follow you if you leave your job. Since life insurance typically gets more expensive as you age, now would be the time to buy. Policy Genius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There are no added fees. Your personal information is private. I've got life insurance. You should have life insurance as well. It's the responsible thing to do. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. That's PolicyGenius.com. Representative Gregory Meeks, he tried to do the same thing. He says they're removing her because she's black and a Muslim. That's really what this is about. Again, no, they're removing her because she is a vicious anti-Semite. This is not all that difficult.
A blatant double standard is being applied here. Something just doesn't add up. And what is the difference between Rep. Omar and these members? Could it be the way that
she looks? The
gentleman's
time is expired.
Could it be her religious practices?
Okay, what I love about this particular argument, and it's an argument you're going to hear in a second made by Hakeem Jeffries, which is that why are the Republicans using turnabout as fair play? If they really opposed anti-Semitism, wouldn't they keep MTG off of the committees? So first of all, MTG said a dumb thing about Jewish space lasers. She hasn't made it like the defining characteristic of her career to hate Jews. When she went to an event like a moron with Nick Fuentes, she immediately denounced Nick Fuentes and moved away from it. She hasn't been an anti-Israel rabid anti-Semite her entire career. That's been Ilhan Omar's defining characteristic in politics. Okay, so that is not a justification for MTG's comments. Also, it is worth noting here that the Democrats were like, it's a double standard. It's a double standard. They're leaving MTG and Paul Gosar and some of the worst people in Congress on these committees, and they're removing Ilhan Omar. It's because she's black. I have a question. You're now equating them, right? You are equating them. You're saying that Ilhan Omar is akin to Paul Gosar and MTG. You removed Paul Gosar and MTG from the committees when you were in charge. Why didn't you remove Ilhan Omar? Why? Could it be because she's a Democrat? And because you actually agree with those things? And it was a convenient bugbear for you? It was a convenient club for you to hit Republicans and try to suggest that anti-Semitism was exclusive to the Republican Party while the biggest anti-Semite in Congress, the two biggest, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, sit in your caucus? Here's Hakeem Jeffries trying to do this routine.
Ilhan Omar has apologized. She has indicated that she'll learn from her mistakes. Is working to build bridges because we believe in building bridges, not walls.
Oh, give me a break.
Building bridges with the Jewish community, including leaders right here in the United States Congress. Is Ilhan Omar perfect? No, none of us are. So this is not about accountability. It's about political revenge.
Oh, it's about political revenge. Okay, fine. Let's say that it is. Who brought that upon you? Weren't you the guys who started this fight? Weren't you the ones who did this? It was you, was it not? And also, again, if you're claiming the Republicans are hypocrites for not taking their worst members off their committees, first of all, Republicans have actually taken members off their committees. Steve King comes to mind from Iowa. When is the last time Democrats took a member off a committee? It was Cynthia McKinney in like 2003. So there's that. But I noticed that your complaint is not that Republicans aren't taking MTG and Paul Gosar off their committees. Your complaint is that they are taking Ilhan Omar off her committee. So you're not concerned about anti-Semitism at all. You just want to defend your girl. All right, that's your prerogative, but stop pretending it's high-minded. I think maybe the best thing yesterday was the audio of Democrats screaming in pain. And the sound of a million voices suddenly going silent as Alderaan is destroyed here.
On adoption of the resolution, those in favor say aye.
Aye!
Those in favor say no.
No!
The opinion of the chair that the ayes have it and the resolution is agreed to.
There's nothing more delicious than you guys screaming no at the moon. And by the way, a fairly minor thing. I'm sorry, Ilhan Omar was not kicked out of Congress. She was not impeached. She still gets to have her say. She's going to be there annoying everyone for quite a while, it appears. More on this in just a moment, but first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan, there's no payback, it is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you, too. They do all the work, no charge up front. Simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, 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 to start saving money today. Alrighty, coming up, Ilhan Omar herself responds to being booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She says the rest of the world is going to be so upset she's gone. I am sure that is right. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Ilhan Omar, she responded to being booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And the way that she did that is somewhat telling. So yesterday she gave a speech in which she said, I will continue to speak up because representation matters. Oh, more intersectionality. I'm of the view we shouldn't look at your skin color or your religion. We should look at the fact that you're a flaming Jew hater. That's the thing we should probably look at. But she's a representative. She represents intersectionally with the intersectionalism. with so much intersectionality. Here we go.
We say there is nothing objective about policymaking. We all inject our perspective, our point of views, our lived experiences, and the voices of our constituents. That's what democracy is about. So I will continue to speak up because representation matters. I will continue to speak up for little kids who wonder who's speaking up for them. I will continue to speak up for families around the world who are seeking justice.
Now, she's going to speak up for families around the world who are seeking justice. See, I thought that she was an American representative. She's right. Many around the world are going to be sad that this is happening to her. She actually says, my leadership will be celebrated around, I'm sure it will be celebrated in very specific places around the world. The places that tend not to like the Jews so much. Here is Ilhan Omar.
I didn't come to Congress to be silent. I came to Congress to be their voice. And my leadership and voice will not be diminished if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Who's celebrating Ilhan Omar's leadership around the world? I noticed. It's Iran. It put out a statement today, quote, parliamentary tyranny in America to boycott the voice of the critical female representative. The dismissal of Ilhan Omar, a black Muslim critic of Israel's apartheid regime, from the Congress Foreign Relations Committee is an indicator of the practical commitment of the American regime to the slogan of women, life, freedom, a slogan for interfering in Iran's internal affairs. So she does have her defenders. They just happen to be terror regimes like Iran. Speaking of Democrats showing their true colors, so yesterday in a rather clever piece of legislation, Representative Maria Salazar from Florida, she announced a resolution denouncing the horrors of socialism. This resolution says the following, quote, whereas socialist ideology necessitates a concentration of power that has time and time again collapsed into communist regimes, totalitarian rule, and brutal dictatorships, whereas socialism has repeatedly led to famine and mass murder and the killing of over 100 million people worldwide, whereas many of the greatest crimes in history were committed by socialist ideologues, including Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, Daniel Ortega, Hugo Chavez, and Nicolas Maduro, whereas tens of millions died in the Bolshevik Revolution, whereas between 15 million and 55 million people starved to death in the wake of famine and devastation launched by the Great Leap Forward in China, whereas the socialist experiment in Cambodia led to the killing fields, etc. And it just goes on and on about all the evils of socialism. And then it concludes, resolved. The Congress denounces socialism in all its forms and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States. And this thing did pass with 328 votes. 86 Democrats voted no. 86 Democrats voted no on this thing. By the way, Hakeem Jeffries voted yes because he's not an idiot. Nancy Pelosi voted yes. Now, Hakeem Jeffries did say that this resolution is bad. He said it's bad because it might undermine the Democratic agenda. Yeah, you're telling on yourself, dude.
They bring to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism to condemn some dictators that we all condemn.
Okay.
So then, but understand.
What's the problem?
The goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people.
You guys are telling on yourselves. You can't condemn socialism because it might undermine your agenda. Yeah, that's exactly Representative Salazar's point. It's clever stuff because, and one of the reasons why Democrats did poorly in the last couple of election cycles is because Democrats kept saying the word progressive. Progressive in Spanish, my understanding is, when translated, is involved with socialism, essentially. And so when those ads ran in Spanish in places like Florida, a lot of people who are expatriates from socialistic, communistic countries are like, nah, don't want any part of that. Not interested in that at all. Maxine Waters condemned the resolution as well, which is weird. She's one of the greatest beneficiaries of capitalism there is, right? She's been doing great under capitalism, mainly because she's unbelievably corrupt. So Maxine Waters said, quote, this resolution is instead as divisive as it is insulting to the American people. It's trying to suggest Social Security, Medicare, even fire departments are anti-American. I didn't realize that those are socialist. Social Security, Medicare, and the fire department. So usually the definition of a public good is something that is non-rivalrous and non-excludable. Social Security, Medicare, they're supposed to be you pay in, you get out, right? That is the basic idea of these things. But, you know, again, lumping that stuff in with socialism, that You guys are the ones doing that, which is why you're condemning the resolution. You could just say, we condemn socialism, also we're in favor of Medicare. It's not that hard, which is why many Democrats voted in favor of this thing, but it shows you where their heads are at. And the way the Democrats seem to be doing policies is that they propose a bunch of policy, and then the minute that the consequences of the policy become clear, they run screaming from it. So to take another example, Democrats keep talking about reforming the police, right? First it was defunding the police. Now they're no longer defunding. Now they want to reform the police. But they have a problem. If they talk about reforming the police, Republicans might actually take them up on it and then propose legislation they don't actually like. So one of the lead headlines of Politico last night was, quote, Dems fret policing talks will be tangled with Tim Scott's presidential hopes. They care so much about you that they need to reform the police. But if that helps Tim Scott, man, they are out. According to Politico, Democrats are signaling they're willing to work with Republicans on a new policing bill after the death of Tyree Nichols. Who their GOP partners might be is a trickier question. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, his party's past lead policing negotiator, is now a possible presidential contender in 2024, adding new potential political risk to an issue already riddled with pitfalls. Wait, I thought that they wanted solutions. I thought they wanted to work across the aisle. I thought it shouldn't matter who you're negotiating with so long as the deal that gets done is good. Or maybe you're political hacked, and everything is an opportunity for political benefit for you. Democrats are still eyeing Scott as a partner, indicating they might be open to amending a sweeping enforcement bill named after George Floyd, but they're wary of the effect Scott's aspirations will have on cross-party talks. So they are not inviting Scott to take part in the negotiations. They are very much afraid that Tim Scott might actually be able to benefit from those negotiations, and so I guess they're going to put forward a worse bill. Okay, meanwhile, the Democrats have some good news on the economy and some bad news on the economy. The good news on the economy is the jobs report came in super hot. According to the Labor Department, the employment picture started off 2023 on a stunningly strong note, with non-farm payrolls posting their strongest gain since July of 2022. Non-farm payrolls increased by 517,000 for January. That's above the Dow Jones estimate of 187,000, so it basically tripled it. The unemployment rate fell to 3.4% versus the estimate for 3.6%. Some of that is going to be a lot of people who are going back into the workforce. We've known for a while that there are a lot of job openings, like way more job openings than there were job seekers. The fact that the hiring is now happening means that people are feeling the pinch in their pockets, and now they're going back to work. Mohamed El Arian of Allianz says a stunning U.S. jobs report highlighting the strength of the labor market and its complexities. Jobs rose by 517,000 for January compared to the consensus forecast of 189,000. The puzzle, wage growth came in as expected, 0.3%. Presumably, this means if the job market is still coming in this hot, that the inflation rate is still a little too high, and you're going to see the Federal Reserve get a little bit more aggressive with regard to all of this. The bad news for Joe Biden is that the American people are still pretty glum about the economy because they're not seeing the impact of this as broadly as they'd like to see it, and they're very worried about the future. As the money runs out and as these companies start to see a dip in consumer confidence, according to new Gallup polls, the overall quality of life in the country, 65% of people say that they are content. An opportunity for a person to get ahead by working hard, that 61% say that they are satisfied with that. But those are well below the record highs of 89% for quality of life in 2001 and 77% for opportunity in 2002. When it comes to the size and power of the federal government, only 33% approve. When it comes to the size and influence of major corporations, only 27% approve. When it comes to the way income and wealth are distributed in the United States, only 24% approve. So a lot of economic dissatisfaction right now. In the nation, only 26% of Americans are in favor of the way that federal taxes are being done right now. Only 25% of Americans say that they are satisfied with the state of the economy right now. And these are not amazing numbers for Joe Biden. So what that means is that there is a lot of room for a dip still if the economy starts to go the other way. Now, obviously, you want to root for a good economy. It helps a lot of people if the economy is good. But what this is really going to do is it's going to embolden Joe Biden and the Democrats to push for broke. The problem for Joe Biden continues to be that the man is just not good at speaking. I mean, he never was any great shakes on it, but now he's just not even, he's not with us anymore. Here was Joe Biden yesterday saying the most transphobic thing I've ever heard, frankly, from the President of the United States.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
More than half of the women in his administration are women. That's so transphobic. That means some of the women in his administration are not women. One of the things I like best about the Biden administration is that it's basically just grumpy old men. He brings back in Bill Clinton yesterday, and they get confused about their notes. It's a weird clip, but I have a bit of news on this one.
Somewhere I'm supposed to have some notes here. These are the President Biden's notes. I want you just to deliver mine. Why don't I just give your speech here? And you can get mine. I found it.
Exciting stuff. old men getting confused over notes. I should point out here, you know how old Bill Clinton looks, right? I mean, he looks pretty bad, Bill Clinton. He's aging pretty rapidly here. Bill Clinton is 4 years younger than the current president of the United States. He left office in 2000. He left office 23 years ago. And he is 4 years younger than the current president of the United States. Yes, we may be ruled by the aged boomers forever. And it's going to be just great. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A huge high-altitude Chinese balloon sailing across the U.S. unimpeded. President Biden had been inclined to blow it out of the sky, but bowed to strong recommendations against that by top Pentagon officials who feared harm to Americans on the ground from falling debris. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network that U.S. has every reason to bring down that balloon.
They routinely interfere with our surveillance, even though we're in international waters, whether in the air or on the sea.
And McGinnis cautions this isn't the last time we're going to get jigged by the Beijing.
The provocations will continue. They'll test us in every possible venue in order to find out, you know, what we will tolerate and what we won't tolerate.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken abruptly canceled a high-stakes Beijing trip aimed at easing U.S.-China tensions. Then late today, the Pentagon acknowledged reports of what it called another Chinese surveillance balloon flying over Latin America. A sixth Memphis officer fired today after internal police investigation showed that he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols, who died 3 days after a beating from five black cops who are facing second-degree murder charges. President Biden cheering the latest employment numbers.
Employers added 517,000 jobs last month, a surprisingly strong number.
More than 500,000 jobs in just the month of January.
And the president also touted the 3.4% jobless rate nationwide.
The last time unemployment rate was that low was May of 1969.
While the president takes credit for the jobs growth, critics point to stubbornly high inflation as an ongoing economic concern. Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
A senior official says Mexico was pushed to accelerate its turnaround renewable energy after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year drove a sharp increase in global energy costs.
Mexican Foreign Affairs Secretary Marcelo Ebrard made the comments after taking dozens of foreign diplomats to see a massive new solar energy project near the U.S. border. In April, Mexico plans to power up the first phase of a huge solar energy project near the beach town Puerto Ponasco, popular with tourists making the short drive from the U.S. Once completed, the full $1.6 billion project will have a generating capacity of 1,000 megawatts, enough to power some 500,000 homes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
North African and Sudanese officials say the U.S. is increasing pressure on Middle East allies and power brokers in chaos-stricken Libya and Sudan to expel a Russian private military contractor. More at townhall.com. It was a lot of red ink on Wall Street.
Wall Street's rally hit a wall after a surprisingly strong jobs report fueled worries about inflation and higher interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 1%, its first drop in 4 days. The bond market was more decisive in thinking the strong jobs data may push the Federal Reserve to get firmer on high interest rates, which hurt the economy and markets. Treasury yields zoomed higher.
John Scott reporting. Meanwhile, by the numbers, the Dow lost 128 points to close the week at 33,296. The Nasdaq fell 193 to 12,006. The S&P 500 shed 43 points, ending the week at 4,136. New York oil dropped $2.49 to close at $73.39 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hey, the Matt Walsh Show. AI pornography is spreading like wildfire on the internet. What are the dangers of this technology, and where does all this lead? We'll discuss. Also, a strange object is hovering in our skies. It's not aliens, or so they claim, but a Chinese spy balloon. So why hasn't the Biden administration shot it down by now? NBC News publishes yet another lengthy hit piece on me. In our daily cancellation, we tackle the subject of no-fault divorce. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. Well, we truly live in a brave new world. Well, not really brave anyway, but it is new, I guess. And it's new in ways that threaten to make obsolete that old adage that there's nothing new under the sun. Because in our day and age, we have managed to create some new things, I think. Things without precedent, things without historical analog. The problem is that nearly all of those things are, well, terrible. Take, for example, the burgeoning industry of AI pornography. This is porn generated by artificial intelligence. It encompasses both deepfake porn, which is fashioned to look like some actual specific human being, and then totally artificial porn, whose images are created entirely by a machine. There's been a lot of discussion about this subject this past week due to a controversy in the world of Twitch streamers. And this is a world that remains mostly foreign to me, and perhaps to you, but I think we can both get the gist from this write-up in Vice. It says, quote, on Monday, Twitch streamer Brandon Ewing, who goes by Atrioc online, admitted to buying and watching deepfakes from an account that makes non-consensual, sexually explicit AI-generated videos of his colleagues in the streaming world. In a live stream on Monday, Ewing inadvertently showed browser windows open to a website that hosts non-consensual AI-generated images. The window showed that he was viewing images on the account of someone who specialized in making deepfakes of popular streamers. Viewers of the stream caught the leak and screenshotted the site, then shared the site, images from it, and names of the women who were deepfaked. At first reported by Dextero, Ewing said during his Monday stream in a tearful, now viral apology, that he clicked an ad for deepfake porn while browsing Pornhub. That ad took him to another subscriber-only website that he said where he paid to view the images of popular female streamers. He said that he was driven by morbid curiosity and that his watching non-consensual porn is not a pattern of behavior. His wife, cosplayer Ariana Ewing, I don't know what any of these words mean, sat in the background of the stream and cried. Here's some of whatever that is.
Stream to, like, create a pattern of behavior where I really want, especially women on Twitch, to feel safer. Like, we call booba spam cringe. We don't do that there. I've never made, like, a weird I don't know, see sniffing Joe. I've never done anything like that. I've never done anything like that on a stream. And we don't tolerate any sex behavior in the chat. We ban it on site. And like, I've done this consistently over and over and over. And then, you know, at 2 a.m., you know, I've been watching so much. I've been reading so much fucking AI stuff. I'm reading all this stuff about AI and deepfake music, deepfake art and everything. And I'm in these Discords. And I was, I just feel so embarrassing to admit. But I was on Pornhub, dude. I was on a regular ass normal website. And there was an ad. There's an ad on every video for this. So I know other people must be clicking it because it's on every video.
The real problem, one of the real problems here is that this guy is a professional, I mean, he's a professional broadcaster. This is what qualifies as professional broadcasters these days. He has a large audience, people who sit around and watch him and listen to him. And yet he's incapable of stringing three words together without an F-bomb. I mean, he has the rhetorical skill of like a college freshman who just downed three beer bongs. And yet he has 320,000 followers on a streaming platform. That to me is the issue, or it's an issue. The bigger problem, of course, is the AI porn itself. And some have made an attempt to defend this guy, claiming that, well, he isn't hurting anyone by watching deepfake porn. But of course, any rational and even just nominally decent person understands that using someone's image without their permission, using their face, their likeness to create pornography is a moral abomination. And consuming such pornography, knowing how it was created, is also morally abominable. Yet whether deepfakes or other forms of AI porn, the trend is becoming so prevalent so fast that internet platforms are scrambling to figure out how to handle all this. This is just a couple weeks ago in the New York Post, this article. It says, the internet group that creates pornographic images using artificial intelligence was kicked off fundraising platforms Kickstarter and Patreon after raising nearly $60,000 following complaints from social media users. Unstable Diffusion described itself as an online community of artists dedicated to creation and sharing of AI-generated NSFW, not suitable for work content. The group uses open-source text-to-image generating systems that were popularized by online groups such as Stable Diffusion and Dance Diffusion. Last year, the AI-powered technology DALL-E, which generates digital images from text descriptions, took the internet by storm. Quote, Unstable Diffusion is a group dedicated to spreading free and expressive AI usage born out of a grassroots community effort to reject the limiting rules of corporate AI companies, the group says on its website. AI porn has become, it's become a point of debate on Twitter as well this week, where an image of four blonde women went viral because people were arguing about whether the image was AI or not. And I think that this is AI based on the fact that the faces all look creepily the same, but the fact that we can't tell for sure that there's any debate about whether the women in that image actually exist is precisely what makes this so terrifying, because we are rapidly getting to a point, we've already reached a point, probably, where you simply cannot be sure whether an image, a voice, even a video that you watch is real or not. Even if it features someone who you know exists, that doesn't mean that it actually is real. This new reality or unreality has far-reaching implications that I don't think we've even begun to scratch the surface of. But those implications are perhaps the most disturbing in this realm, in the realm of porn. Now, some real flesh and blood internet prostitutes, like OnlyFans model Laura Lux, have spoken out about the possibility that the entire porn and cyber prostitution industry will soon come crashing down as the people in that field can all now be replaced by artificial intelligence. Lux says that she's not worried about that, however, because as she tweeted, quote, anyone who thinks AI-generated images of hot naked women is going to ruin the OnlyFans economy for real-life women has a fundamental misunderstanding of what OnlyFans is. People don't subscribe to my OnlyFans because they want to see a random naked woman. They subscribe to my OnlyFans because they want to see me naked, specifically based on a parasocial connection formed by following me on other social media platforms. Now, I'm not really, I confess, concerned about the job security of OnlyFans prostitutes. When I mentioned the horrific implications of this technology, that's not exactly what I was talking about. In fact, if anything, putting porn stars out of work is maybe the one single benefit of this technology, because at least it might force these women to do something productive and valuable with their lives instead. And I do think that day is coming, because despite the reassurance Ms. Lux offers to us, but really to herself, there's a reality here, which is that, you know, she's correct that OnlyFans customers are looking for something that resembles a human connection, human affection, romance. It's just that the porn consumer has given up on finding the genuine thing and instead settles for its digital imitation. That's precisely the problem for Ms. Lux. They've already decided to forfeit genuine human connections in favor of an image on a screen. They choose you as the OnlyFans model because you're not real to them. You're not human to them. You are accessible. You are usable, reusable. You are an object that they can make use of and then discard until they want you again. You are a masturbatory aid. You are to them nothing but a collection of body parts. You're not a human being to them. You have been dehumanized, and you are taking part in your own dehumanization. You might as well already be a robot, which means that you could easily be replaced by a robot, and as far as the porn consumer is concerned, nothing at all would be lost. And this is the fear with AI porn. It's the same fear with regular porn, actually, only accelerated once artificial intelligence is added into the mix, because increasingly people are rejecting human connection, human relationships, human romance, and all that traditionally comes with it, including marriage and family, in favor of images on a screen. And this is dehumanizing, not just to the person on the screen, unless that person is already not human, but also dehumanizing to the consumer. And that's also why our criticism of the porn industry cannot focus just on the fact that the porn industry is fueled by sex trafficking, for example, and that is a major problem. It's not the only problem with porn. Just as our criticism of AI porn cannot focus just on the fact that people are often being used in deepfakes without their consent. That's a major problem with that technology, but it's not the only problem with it. In both cases, we cannot neglect to acknowledge the harm that's also done to the consumer, as the consumer, the viewer, is driven further into self-isolation, cut off from meaningful relationships, and destroying the ones that he already has, while spending his time ingesting depraved filth. He is lessened by it, made into a smaller, less happy, less interesting, less productive, all around less impressive and fulfilled person. And now with AI adding fuel to the fire, the situation is only going to go from bad to worse, unless we do something about it. Next up, a Chinese spy balloon was supposedly spotted in our airspace. We'll talk about that after a quick break. Stay tuned.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.com. haventoday.maine.org, or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hundred years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. So here's the big story people are buzzing about today. The Washington Post. A Chinese surveillance balloon is collecting intelligence over the continental United States right now, U.S. officials disclosed on Thursday, acknowledging that the Pentagon has been monitoring the craft for several days and briefly considered shooting it down before concluding that doing so posed a safety risk. The balloon is traveling at an altitude well above commercial air traffic and does not present a military or physical threat to people on the ground. This is according to Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, a Pentagon spokesman, who told the reporters in a hastily arranged news conference where he addressed the ongoing situation. The North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, continues to track the balloon's course, but officials would not specify its present whereabouts. The striking development comes at a time of peak tension between the world powers and just hours ahead of Secretary of State Anthony Blinken's expected departure to Beijing, where he's to hold a series of long-scheduled meetings with senior Chinese officials. Maybe he'll at least bring this up to them. Hey, gee, folks, would you mind not putting spy balloons right over our country? Would you mind not having spy balloons right in our airspace? First of all, there's no reason to believe anything that we're told about this story. Okay, there's no reason to believe anything we're told about anything these days from the administration or the corporate media, but especially in a story like this where there's some kind of strange thing hovering in the sky. And they tell us that it's a Chinese spy balloon. Maybe it is. But there's no reason especially to believe that. Assuming that it's a Chinese spy balloon, well, then that does raise the question of why wasn't this thing shot down immediately? I was just looking. Someone had a map showing the alleged trajectory of this balloon. And it was floating over Alaska before it made it down into the continental United States and then over Montana. You're telling me you couldn't shoot it down over Alaska without worrying about casualties on the ground? Because that's the excuse they're giving us. Well, if we shoot it down, then you'll have a debris field and people might get hurt. You're talking at some point from Alaska to Montana, you could not have selected a time when it was above an area that's not heavily populated. Most of the entire state of Alaska and all the way down to Montana, along that entire path, you're probably not going to hit any densely populated areas at all. Montana itself is not especially densely populated. And they're telling us that they can't shoot it down. It is just the perfect image of this ineffectual, impotent administration that there is, according to them, a spy vehicle hovering above our country. And we're just sitting there. It's like, well, we don't know what to do about it. It's a balloon. It's not like it's going so fast that we can't. It's a balloon. It's just sitting there. And we have the entire federal government sitting around debating, what should we do about this thing? I don't know. Maybe we should shoot it down. Is it too late to shoot it down? And I'll tell you the other thing that annoys me about this story, okay, is that this is a story about a mysterious object floating in the sky. And so far as I can tell, nobody has even brought up the possibility that it might be aliens. No one's even talking about that. Okay? This is, it's a story about an unidentified craft hovering in the sky, and I'm looking at all the buzz about it on social media, and there's no one is even there are no conspiracy theories involving alien technology involved in this discussion. Is this who we've become as a society? I don't even recognize us anymore. So if no one else is going to bring up that possibility, then I will at least. That's the other thing. Maybe it's aliens. Maybe that's why they don't shoot it down. Why would aliens be flying around in a balloon? How would they even get here in a balloon? I mean, I don't have answers to those questions, but they are questions. And they're valid ones. Here's an article in NBC News. I found myself, in fact, my own picture in one of the top headlines in NBC News yesterday, but not for anything good. Not because they wanted to congratulate me or say, hey, nice job, or, I don't know, wish me well with the new babies or anything like that. Instead, it's this. Here's the headline. How Tennessee axed millions in HIV funds amid scrutiny from far-right provocateurs. And the article goes on. Tennessee's recent decision to reject over $8 million in federal funds to combat HIV was motivated, at least in part, by right-wing provocateurs stoking anti-LGBTQ sentiment, according to four sources within the state health department. The move by Republican Governor Bill Lee will hamstring, if not cripple, efforts to combat one of the country's most poorly controlled epidemics of the virus, HIV advocates say. The announcement followed a political crisis in Tennessee that began in September when conservative media personalities, including Matt Walsh and Ben Shapiro, launched attacks on Vanderbilt University Medical Center over its care of transgender minors, which they alleged was barbaric. In October, the pressure wound its way to the unit that combats HIV, sexually transmitted infections, and viral hepatitis at the Tennessee Health Department. On October 24th, the unit's director, Dr. Pamela Talley, told employees that because of the social media firestorm over Vanderbilt, information about the Tennessee Transgender Task Force and other trans resources had been scrubbed from the department's website. A leading voice in the right's opposition to the treatment of gender dysphoria in minors, Matt Walsh, a columnist from the conservative media outlet Daily Wire, published a series of widely read tweets on September 20th targeting Vanderbilt University Medical Center's treatment of minors at its transgender health clinic. Quote, they now castrate, sterilize, and mutilate minors as well as adults, Walsh said. The next day, Walsh appeared on Tucker Carlson's Fox News show to publicize his investigation, and Ben Shapiro, a conservative commentator who co-founded Daily Wire, further amplified Walsh's attacks on Vanderbilt on his YouTube channel and podcast, decrying the, quote, nonsense garbage that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy. Now, I'm reading through this whole thing, and they use my picture, again, at the top of the article, and on their homepage, was right there. Tennessee getting rid of HIV funds. And then the picture of me. It's actually a pretty good picture, though. I'll give them that. I appreciate that much, at least. But then the interesting thing, of course, is that I have nothing to do with this HIV funds thing. So this is a story about HIV funds being taken away, I guess. And they make me the centerpiece of this story. And they put my picture there. The first I heard about this is in the article. So the first I heard about me apparently being involved in pulling HIV funds was in the article about it, which is always a strange thing. It's a strange day when you find out on NBC that you were involved in a conspiracy to deprive people of HIV treatment, because I had no idea that I had done that, because I didn't. But at least they acknowledge my work against child mutilation, and that's really what this is about, obviously. What they're actually upset about. And the guy, the reporter who wrote this article, Benjamin Ryan's his name. Benjamin Ryan, he's obsessed. He's writing articles about me all the time. He's constantly tweeting things and everything. And he's very, very upset that, myself and the Daily Wire, that we're, you know, engaged in this campaign to protect children from being mutilated. He's really upset about that. But he knows that he can't engage with us on that issue directly because he'll lose. What he's not going to attempt to do, what none of these people will actually attempt to do, is stand up and say, yes, I think it is a good idea, it is the right thing to chop the breasts off of a 15-year-old, to a physically healthy 15-year-old girl. I think that's a good idea, and here, I will tell you why. None of these people will do that because they know they can't. At some level, and not even that deep down, they know that this is a horrifying, grotesque practice. And that there's no way for them to defend it without sounding like absolute lunatics. And so instead, they constantly look for workarounds. They look for indirect ways. And usually, it's there are going to be stories about how these reports that we're putting out and the work that we're doing is causing death threats and bomb threats and putting people's lives at risk. And you notice that even in those articles, even if it were true that we were responsible for saying things that were encouraging bomb threats and death threats, which we aren't, but even if that was the case, well, you still haven't explained how we're wrong about what we're saying, because they can't explain it. And this is probably the most desperate attempt of all, as he goes, for this really desperate workaround, where he's trying to tie this all into HIV funds and whatever else. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or a certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
.org.
Thanks for listening to Matt Walsh Show. Now for the other latest drama in D.C. that nobody outside D.C. actually cares about. Ilhan Omar was booted from the Foreign Affairs Committee, and the reason that she was booted from the committee, and it's just like Eric Swalwell was kicked off of his committee, and because he slept with a Chinese spy, and there's been a few other Democrats that have lost their committee assignments, and this has been a big story in the D.C. media. Once again, nobody outside of that bubble cares at all. But the reason that we're given for her being ousted from the Foreign Affairs Committee is that she has made anti-Semitic comments in the past. And don't get me wrong, that's a fine reason to kick her off the committee. But I'd prefer if they kicked her off because she's just sort of generally anti-American and shows no loyalty to or love for the country that took her in and gave her a life and made her successful and all of that. She came here as a refugee. We brought her in, took her in, and she has shown no gratitude at all and is bitter and resentful to the country that saved her life. So I would like to kick her off for that reason. I mean, whatever the reason is, it's fine. But to me, that's the reason. AOC feels differently, though. She's very upset that her friend Ilhan Omar lost the committee assignment. She wants the rest of us to be upset about it. And here she is doing her best black preacher impression on the House floor as she discusses this. Watch.
Don't tell me that this is about a condemnation of anti-Semitic remarks when you have a member of the Republican caucus who has talked about Jewish space lasers and an entire amount of tropes and also elevated her to some of the highest committee assignments in this body. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology
when
my life was threatened. Thank you.
You have to understand, these are all performers, okay? She's AOC, obviously, is a performer. I've seen some people describe her as a theater kid, you know, in high school. That is what she is. And that's, you know, Congress is full of people like this who are simply performers. And I know you might say that that's always been the case with politics. Politics has always attracted performers. It's always attracted people who were too ugly to be actors. And so they end up becoming politicians. And I think that's a pretty good theory for why people end up becoming politicians, many of them anyway. It's because what they want to be actors and they want to be in Hollywood, but they're too ugly for that, and so they end up doing this. And that's true, and to a certain extent, that's always been the case in politics, even before Hollywood and movies existed. But the difference now is that there is the opportunity to perform all the time because of 24-hour cable news, because of the internet and social media, and they're always going for that viral moment. That's what she was doing right there, waving her hand around, doing this whole, all the theatrics and everything. And she knows that she can do that, and anytime she does it, it could go viral online, which it did. So while politics has always attracted these empty performer types, the problem is now that they can perform all the time. The cameras are always on them 24/7. And so there's always this invitation to perform. And then you end up with people like AOC. The Bulwark just put out this article with this headline, Trump's escalation in the gender war. Even as the former president tries to energize his tired campaign by pushing on trans issues, is a window opening for a moderate approach. This is something you can always count on alleged conservatives, especially the ones that write for the Bulwark, to come along and start talking about, well, we need a more moderate approach, especially when the right is winning, okay, and we're being effective, and we're achieving actual wins on the battlefield. We're putting points on the scoreboard. That's when we can always count on people from the Bulwark and other similar publications to come along and say, let's dial it back a little bit. This is too effective. You're winning a little bit too much. Let's dial it back. Find a moderate approach. Let's find a moderate approach between mutilating children and not mutilating them. I'm sure there's middle ground we can agree on. So this is an article from Giselle Donnelly. I'll read a little bit of it. It says, 2 months into the lackluster start of his 2024 presidential bid, Donald Trump rolled out the most reliable weapon in the MAGA arsenal, a full-scale attack on transgender Americans and the medical and therapeutic communities that care for them. In a 3.5-minute video screed, which we played some of it on the show yesterday, first posted on his Truth Social platform, Trump announced an onslaught of gender war measures going far beyond the questions raised in recent years about bathroom use, trans participation in women's sports, or the prescription of puberty blockers or hormones for adolescents. On day one, vowed Trump, I will revoke Joe Biden's policies on so-called gender-affirming care. Ridiculous. On the right, gender-affirming care has become synonymous with premature prescriptions of cross-sex hormones, puberty blockers, and surgeries. In reality, it is the common language phrase that marks a kinder, gentler approach to what is now known as gender dysphoria, as opposed to previous treatments for gender identity disorder. Trump announced that he would ask Congress to pass legislation that recognizes only two genders, male and female, that they're assigned at birth. He vowed that he would sign a new executive order instructing every federal agency to cease all programs that promote the concept of sex or gender transition at any age, and to ask Congress to outlaw the use of federal funds to pay for transition procedures. By the way, just a sidebar here, a couple things, good and bad from what Trump said. Bad part, and I know this seems like splitting hairs, yes, we want Congress to recognize, we want the government at every level to recognize the reality of male and female, that there are only two sexes. We need this to be officially recognized now. We shouldn't need to officially recognize it. It shouldn't be an issue, but it is. And so yes, that's what we want. But we don't want Congress or any other government body to recognize sex, quote, assigned at birth. That is certainly not the language we want. Because sex is, when you say assigned at birth, you are already agreeing with the ideologues, because you are agreeing that sex is the kind of thing that can be assigned, and that this assignment happens sometime after the conception of the person in the womb. No, sex is not assigned at birth. It is observed at birth. It is noted at birth. It is, you know, it is present at birth, whatever you want to say, although it's present before birth too. But on the positive side, and this is something that other people have noted, and on the left they note it with great alarm, is that when Trump is talking about this, he is not only referring to the trans agenda as it targets kids. He's referring to the entire thing. I mean, he's referring to transgenderism as a concept, which is exactly what we need to be doing. And yes, ultimately, we need to be protecting both children and adults from these barbaric procedures. It makes sense to, as we're doing, to start with protecting kids. They need our protection the most. But I don't think it should end there. As I've always said, it should not be legal for doctors to do this to anyone. I don't care how old you are. If somebody is confused about their identity, a doctor saying, okay, well, we'll chop your penis off. We'll chop your breasts off. We'll start chopping parts of your body off until you feel better about yourself. That is barbaric and insane and abusive, no matter how old the person is. It doesn't magically become ethical for the doctor because the person's over the age of 18. So I think Trump is noting that, which is good. Anyway, back to the Bulwark article. It says, whether this ploy is enough to help revitalize Trump's presidential effort is difficult to assess. The Republican bench is deep with aggressive culture warriors, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Trump's top rival, has until now dominated the lineup. But now that Trump has spoken, what MAGA candidate will want to be seen to be more moderate than he on transgender issues? To the degree that this sort of radicalism has become the face of the movement for preserving citizenship liberties for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans Americans, it's hardly a wonder that it provokes an ugly reaction. Okay, so now this person's talking about the extremism on the other side, saying that's no good. But then I scroll along, I get to the bottom. When I began to transition, it was not that long, oh, this person is trans, so that's no surprise. It seemed possible to hope that at some point that would not be the thing that defined me. I wanted reassimilation into mainstream society, not revolution against it. I thought that the trans rights movement would take the path charted by the marriage equality movement. The road to normality is now blocked from both left and right, but perhaps a middle way can be cleared. Okay, so this whole article is written, it's in the Bulwark, and you read it, it's proposing a middle way, a compromised position, and you read the entire thing, and you get to the end, and it never even stipulates what the moderate approach is. It never suggests what is the moderate position. You've got one side that says, gender is fluid. There are a million of them, and there's a countless numbers of them. Biological sex is essentially imaginary. There is no like objective reality when it comes to sex. And if a 12-year-old child's boy says that he's a girl, then he should be chemically castrated. Like, that's what one side says. Then you've got the other side saying, no, absolutely not to all of that. And then you've got this person saying, what about in the middle? Okay, what is the middle between those two positions? And the reason why they never stipulate the middle ground is because there isn't one. It doesn't exist. Okay, you cannot have a middle ground between horrific falsehoods on one side from the gender ideology crowd and the truth on the other side. Because that's all you're getting from the other side. It's just the truth. There are only males and females. Sex is binary. You shouldn't mutilate kids. You shouldn't mutilate anyone. This is our position. And it is scientifically true. It's morally true. So we've got falsehood and truth. Any kind of middle ground. Here's why there's no middle ground. Because if you stray even one inch from the truth and towards the falsehood, well, now it's a falsehood. Now we're just like degrees that there's the truth and then there's the falsehood. It's not a spectrum. It's not like there's a spectrum where you go along and like suddenly the falsehood kind of blends with the truth and right there in the middle is the sweet lukewarm spot. No, it's there are many different like versions of falsehoods, some more extreme than others, and then there's the truth. And if you venture away from the truth, then you are in the realm of falsehood. That's not a compromise. That is a surrender. And it's a surrender of something that we absolutely cannot surrender. Next in our daily cancellation, we will be canceling no-fault divorce. It's been a long time coming. Stay tuned.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. Well, if you've been listening to the show over the past month or so, you know that we have returned frequently to a discussion about the situation that young men face in our culture, and in particular as it relates to marriage. And you know, not only if you've been listening to this past week, but if you listen really at any point, that I'm a major advocate of marriage, that I especially encourage young men and women to embrace marriage and family life. But there's been a significant cultural shift away from marriage in recent years, with an increasing number of young people, men and women, giving up on the institution altogether. And for men, this shift has become its own movement with its own name. Men Go Their Own Way is what it's called. And the logic behind the movement is that our culture is hopelessly corrupted and the system is hopelessly rigged against men, and so that they're left with no choice but to give up on the system, give up on marriage, give up on the family, and strike out on their own, focusing instead on their own independence and sovereignty. As I've argued, I understand the logic. I sympathize with those who are isolated and lonely and feel that this is the only path available to them. But I don't think that that surrender is the right response. A man cannot give up on what he was made to do and to be. To truly go your own way, alone and isolated, is to give up on your duty, your legacy, your ancestors, your bloodline, your civilization, your happiness. The movie Into the Wild tells the story of a man, Christopher McCandless, who went his own way to the extreme, you know, burned his Social Security card, left his family, hiked into the Alaskan wilderness. And he died there alone, and as he was dying, he wrote in the margins of a book the words, happiness is only real when shared. This is one of the most essential truths of human nature. Most of us are meant to share our happiness with others. And for most of us, that's going to be with a spouse and children. All of that said, there are systemic problems with the way that we approach and govern marriages in our country. And it is important that we deal with and address those problems, which we usually don't. This is one of the central points that a great many men have made to me as they've given feedback on the topics we've discussed on the show in recent weeks. I've read many messages like this one, just choosing this one at random. It says, "Dear Matt, I absolutely agree with your message about the importance of marriage. I agree that men should become fathers and care for their families. I even generally agree with your take on Andrew Tate, but you talk about these things while never addressing these systemic issues. You push for marriage but pretend that no-fault divorce doesn't exist. Your message will fall on deaf ears as long as you refuse to acknowledge the whole picture." Now, for the record, it's definitely not even close to true that I never talk about divorce or no-fault divorce. In fact, I've been talking about it for as long as I've had a national platform to talk about these things at all. But if I'm being teed up to talk about it again, I'm happy to oblige, which is why the cancelee for our daily cancellation today is no-fault divorce. Now, for those who aren't familiar with the concept, no-fault divorce laws, first adopted by California, of course, and then by every other state in some version, allow couples to break up their marriage without any specific cause or reason. They don't need to prove that anybody was at fault. They simply tell the court that they don't want to be married, and that's it. Now, in some states, no-fault divorce is the only choice. An at-fault divorce isn't an available option in these states. In the rest of the states, no-fault is an option that can be chosen, among other options. But here's perhaps the most important detail. In most situations, it only takes one spouse to file for no-fault divorce. This means that one spouse can break the marriage contract without citing any reason except irreconcilable differences, even if the other spouse doesn't consent. And this is where the gender disparity comes into play. The vast majority of divorces are initiated by women. Studies have also shown that women are more likely to get divorced after getting promoted at work, achieving greater financial success. That's what as their financial situation improves, the likelihood of divorce becomes even more significant. Meanwhile, women are far more likely to make it out well in the divorce, receiving alimony, other forms of quote-unquote spousal support. Now, in theory, gender is not supposed to factor into who gets alimony or how much they receive, but in reality, it almost always does. Even the New York Times has acknowledged this. An article last year remarking on how rare it is for women to be forced to financially support their ex-husbands reports this, quote, according to a 2019 study of census data by the Urban Institute, a nonprofit research group, half of the United States households are headed by women on average. While national statistics on alimony aren't tracked, Michael Mossberg, a New York-based lawyer and the former chairman of the American Bar Association's family law section, said that despite an increase in stay-at-home husbands, far more women than men seek and receive spousal support. So women are more and more becoming the breadwinners in their families, and yet the family court system doesn't seem to have noticed that. Alimony payments are still doled out like it's, 1953. What this means is that this is what can happen. A woman can marry a man, leave him for any reason she wants, even after cheating on him, and still take half the assets and be awarded with an allowance from her ex-husband in perpetuity. It's not only outrageously unjust, but it also purposefully disincentivizes marital fidelity while incentivizing disloyalty and infidelity and divorce. There are many reforms that should be enacted to stop the bleeding here. The alimony system, for one thing, has to be drastically changed. Most alimony laws were created under the assumption that most women would be housewives and they would be stay-at-home moms, and most divorces would be initiated by men who are the sole breadwinners in the family. And in a case like that, where a man chooses to leave a wife who was staying at home to raise the kids and take care of the house, and he decides that he wants to leave, it makes sense that he should have to pay. She structured her entire life around the assumption that he would provide for her financially so that she can care for the children and he can go to work. If the man decides to go shack up with his secretary or whatever, he should still have to provide the support that he promised. But this doesn't describe all or even most divorces in modern America, given that, again, most divorces are initiated by women, and also most women have careers. There's no reason why a woman with a job who decides to leave her husband and break the marriage vows should then be rewarded with a monthly stipend from the man that she wants nothing to do with. I think a fairer system would require the person who destroys the marriage to pay regardless of the gender. And yeah, can it be difficult to decide who's at fault for destroying the marriage? Yeah, it's difficult, but that's what needs to happen. This is why these courts exist, to make these determinations. And if the divorce really is a mutual decision, which, I mean, almost never really is, but if that's what they're claiming, then neither should expect an allowance from the other if they both have mutually decided this. But I think the reform to no-fault divorce is far simpler. It should be reformed by simply ceasing to exist. Marriage is much more than a contract. It's a covenant. But to the extent that it is also a contract, it's hard to think of any other situation in which a contract can be broken for no reason by either party without the consent of the other and entirely without cause. It's hard to think of any other contract that would work that way. But by treating marriage this way, we have downgraded the marital contract to something less binding than like the agreement you have with your cell phone carrier. We've made it into something cheap and worthless. And that's how it's therefore treated. When you make divorce easy and for at least one party concerned profitable, you get more of it. In fact, shockingly, when you make divorce easier and more profitable for one sex at the expense of the other, you get a greater number of the members of that sex initiating divorces. You don't need a crystal ball to predict an outcome like this. People respond to incentives. If you incentivize disloyal, selfish behavior, you get more of it. However, if you make divorce difficult and potentially costly for everybody involved, not for one spouse, but both, then you've given couples an incentive to find another solution for their supposedly irreconcilable differences. And you've sent a message on a cultural level that the marital vow is meaningful and important and not something that can be just discarded on a whim. Now, no-fault divorce advocates will argue that the alternative, divorce without the no-fault option, can tend to be traumatic and it could get really ugly. But there's no way around that. And we shouldn't look for one. Like, divorce is an ugly thing, no matter what. A promise was made, a vow was made, now it's being broken. That's an ugly thing. There's no way to make this ugly thing not ugly. Besides, no-fault divorce doesn't mitigate the trauma or ugliness of divorce. Instead, too often, it simply shifts the trauma so that one party is made to carry most of its burden. And that is the problem. And for that reason, and so many others, no-fault divorce is, or should be, canceled. That's all we have for today. And for the rest of the week, have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. There are now reports of an explosion in the Montana sky in the same area where a huge high-altitude Chinese balloon was spotted sailing over Billings and drawing severe Pentagon accusations of spying on sensitive military sites despite China's firm denials. There's been video out showing a plume of smoke trailing in the sky, but no confirmation of anything being shot down. Former CIA analyst Gail Helt tells the Sky News that China may be intentionally trying to cause a ruckus.
I know there are some people out there who probably think it's silly to cancel a bilateral meeting over a balloon, but I think you can't rule out the possibility that that's exactly what China wanted.
Meanwhile, Helt adds the balloon is not a new ploy by the Chinese.
So if China can throw a clog in the churn, so to speak, by sending a spy balloon over U.S. territory and provoking a response, it's going to be more than willing to do that.
Late Friday afternoon, Pentagon officials acknowledged a second balloon was floating over Latin America. A sixth Memphis officer was fired Friday after an internal police investigation showed that he violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Tyree Nichols, including rules surrounding the deployment of a stun gun. Nichols died 3 days after a severe beating by five black police officers. Owners of some older vehicles, targets of warnings from Honda and the government about dangerous airbag inflators that need to be repaired.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has issued a do not drive advisory for 2001 through 2003 vehicles with Takata inflators that could explode. The safety agency says the so-called alpha inflators have a 50% chance of exploding in a crash. If that happens, the inflators can shoot shrapnel toward a driver's face that...
This is SRN News.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Olympic Flame is to take a seaborne journey to the 2024 Paris Games.
The Olympic Flame will be going for a sail. Instead of arriving overland, the symbolic flame alighting at the 2024 Paris Games will take to the seas. from its birthplace in Greece. According to tradition, the flame will be lit by the sun's rays at a ceremony at ancient Olympia, then carried by the Olympic torch to Athens. Paris organizers say the next leg will be across the Mediterranean, aboard a three-masted tall ship, arriving in the French port of Marseille, and then on to Paris. Marseille is hosting sailing and soccer competitions at the Games. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukraine stepping up efforts to lobby international sports leaders against Russian participation in the Paris Olympics. A meeting of the Ukrainian Olympic Committee did not commit to a boycott, but its head renewed threats to do so if Russia and Belarus are allowed to compete. More at townhall.com. An arrest in the monkey theft case.
A 24-year-old man has been arrested in the case of the two monkeys that were taken from the Dallas Zoo after he was spotted near animal exhibits at a downtown aquarium. Davion Irvin was arrested and charged with several counts of animal cruelty. Officers arrested him after getting a tip that he had been seen near the animal exhibits at the Dallas World Aquarium. The monkeys, named Bella and Finn, went missing on Monday, and their enclosure had been cut open. Police found them the next day in a vacant house south of the zoo after getting a tip. John Scott reporting.
Florida lawmakers will meet next week to complete a state takeover of Walt Disney World's self-governing district. They'll also debate proposals on illegal immigration and election crimes. Republican leaders of the legislature issued a short memo Friday detailing the framework of that special legislative session. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. All right, so late yesterday afternoon, the news broke that a Chinese spy balloon was found over the northern United States. It is a giant spy balloon. According to NBC News, the U.S. military has been monitoring a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that has been hovering over the northern United States for the past few days. And military and defense leaders have discussed shooting it out of the sky, according to U.S. officials and a senior defense official. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Pat Ryder told NBC News, quote, the United States government has detected and is tracking a high-altitude surveillance balloon that is over the continental United States right now. We continue to track and monitor it closely. Once the balloon was detected, the U.S. government acted immediately to protect against collection of sensitive information. Apparently, the high-altitude balloon was spotted over Billings, Montana on Wednesday. It flew over the Aleutian Islands, through Canada, and into Montana as well. This apparently is not the only spy balloon that China has sent out there. Apparently now the Canadians are suggesting that there may be a second spy balloon that was flying over Canada. And apparently the new rule is that China gets to do pretty much whatever it wants in this space and we will do nothing. Now, there are a bunch of unanswered questions here. Unanswered question number one, why are you flying a spy balloon? Like, what does it actually accomplish? See, China has satellites. Those satellites are perfectly capable of taking pictures from space of things in Montana, for example. Presumably one of the things that they're attempting to monitor is America's nuclear arsenal, much of which is located in Montana. But if they can do it with satellites, why are they sending a balloon? Well, there are really only two possible answers to this question. Possible answer number one is that the balloon has capabilities, for some odd reason, that their satellites do not. Maybe a satellite went offline. They had to send a balloon instead. Maybe the balloon is more sophisticated for some reason than the satellites are, is getting better pictures. And one is that the balloon is actually more effective than the satellites, in which case we should shoot it out of the sky because we should allow the Chinese to float a balloon over American soil. I don't know why this is difficult at all. By the way, you know who used to know this? Like the Soviets knew this. The Chinese knew this. And very famously in 1960, the United States had a U-2 surveillance flight shot down by the Soviet Union. It led to the actual imprisonment of an American pilot. And then there's the second possibility, which is China is doing this as a deliberate provocation. But the reason they are sending the balloon is because they know that we will notice a balloon. It turns out they are large and slow moving. And so we probably should knock it out of the sky. In other words, we shouldn't allow a giant balloon to float over American soil unanswered. All it would take is a well-placed piece of ordnance to knock the balloon out of the sky. The Biden administration instead decided to do nothing. I don't understand what exactly the rationale would be for both the United States and Canada allowing China to do this sort of thing. In a brief statement late on Thursday, the Canadian Department of National Defense said a high-altitude surveillance balloon had been detected and was being actively tracked by a North American Aerospace Defense Command, a U.S.-Canadian military organization. It didn't provide any details about that balloon or say whether it was the same balloon that was detected inside the United States. What in the actual hell? Like, do you feel safe in the administration that allows the Chinese to float? Again, this is not a fast-moving projectile that is moving over the United States. This is not some sort of stealth surveillance plane that the United States just missed. It's not a satellite. It is a balloon. We should be shooting those things down just as a sign to everybody else that you don't get to do this sort of thing over American soil. Meanwhile, the Biden administration, which had nothing to say about any of this yesterday, they did have certain things to say about, for example, the use of Russian anthems in international events. I gotta say, I feel like your priorities are a little misplaced, guys. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to make this case yesterday.
In cases where sports organizations and event organizers, such as the International Olympic Committee, choose to permit athletes from Russia and Belarus to participate in supporting events, it should be absolutely clear that they are not representing the Russian or Belarusian states. And so that's the stance that we are providing, and the use of official state Russian Belarusian flags, emblems, and anthems should be prohibited as well.
Okay, so the use of Russian anthems in international sporting competition, that should be prohibited. Chinese flying balloons over American soil, you know, that sort of stuff happens. What are the priorities of this administration? This looks like cowardice. It looks like the Biden administration does not want to come to grips with the Chinese, and so they are allowing them to do things that no sovereign country should allow to happen to itself. Meanwhile, the other big story of the day, another big story yesterday, was that Ilhan Omar was booted off the House Foreign Affairs Committee. And apparently, this is the worst act of legislative usurpation in American history. I mean, if you're to judge by the Democratic reaction to the thing that they actually did to Paul Gosar and Marjorie Taylor Greene last time around, if you do it to Ilhan Omar, it's super bad. So remember, there was a precedent. The precedent was that parties get to pick the members of the committee that are members of their party. So if you're in the minority and you're the Republican Party, you get to pick which members go on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, they decided they didn't like this because they don't like Marjorie Taylor Greene and they didn't like Paul Gosar. And so they decided they were just going to kick them off committees. And so now the Republicans have taken the House and they say, well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. F around and find out. In other words, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. If this is the new way that we play this game, then those rules apply to you also. And that means that we can kick your vicious Jew hater off of the Foreign Affairs Committee. Now, by the way, Ilhan Omar was elected. I don't know what that says for the people of her district, but she has been elected multiple times to her seat in Minnesota. She is a vicious Jew hater. That is evident from all of her record, which we'll go through in a moment. Because remember, this is the person that Democrats are defending. They're trying to pretend that this is about Ilhan Omar's race or her religion, which really is amazing because what they're effectively suggesting is that intersectionality is a cover for hating Jews. That if you are a woman of color who is Muslim and comes from a foreign country, you can hate Jews as much as you damn well please, and we will defend you because the only thing that matters about you is those intersectional characteristics that make you a victim rather than a victimizer. But Ilhan Omar's record of being very untethered toward the Jews is widely available. And so if Republicans come into office and they're like, okay, you guys booted our people off committees, now we're going to find the worst of you and we are going to boot you off committees, from Adam Schiff being booted off Intel to Eric Swalwell, who was being honeypotted by a Chinese spy, we'll kick them off Intel, and we'll kick Ilhan Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee. Democrats starting to scream about this right now really have no leg to stand on. So to understand just how small a leg they have to stand on, we need to go through exactly what Ilhan Omar has said about the Jews. She really doesn't like them. We'll get to that in just one moment. First, you know Biden's infrastructure bill that Congress passed last year? Here's something I'll bet you did not know about it. In a few years, every single car may be required to come up with a safety device that actually passively monitors you for impaired driving, which sounds harmless, but then again, the government can monitor, you know, everything you do, which is not something that I think you're going to enjoy. Big government would love to monitor everything you do. This is one reason why I use ExpressVPN to protect my network from being monitored. See, your ISP can log every bit of your internet activity. This includes stuff like the sites you visited, how much time you've spent on those sites. When you use ExpressVPN, your internet activity is shielded. Their app works by rerouting 100% of your network data through their secure encrypted servers to keep your activity private. Unlike monitoring the government might want to do in your car, ExpressVPN's kill switch actually protects you. If your VPN connection ever drops, network data is immediately stopped from entering or leaving your device to keep privacy from being compromised. It's a kill switch you control. All it takes is one easy tap of a button for ExpressVPN to secure all of your devices. So, stop leaving yourself vulnerable to attacks on your privacy. Take back your privacy and freedom. At ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro, get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get the special offer for my listeners. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. So, we can go all the way back. And remember, she hasn't apologized for these comments, really. She suggested she just didn't understand what she was saying. That's why it was just ignorance, of course. So, In November of 2012, she tweeted, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel." Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel. That was in the middle of Hamas firing rockets into Israel. But Israel, the Jews, they hypnotized the world. Okay, fast forward to 2016. And you'll recall that Ilhan Omar actually asked a judge for compassion for ISIS recruits. The reason, supposedly, that there should have been some sort of mercy for these people is because they, in fact, are victims. She says, this is in her letter at the time, "The best deterrent to fanaticism is a system of compassion. We must alter our attitude and approach. If we truly want to affect change, we should refocus our efforts on inclusion and rehabilitation. The desire to commit violence is not inherent to people. It is the consequences of systemic alienation. People seek violent solutions when the process established for enacting change is inaccessible to them. Fueled by disaffection turned to malice, if the guilty were willing to kill and be killed, fighting perceived injustice, imagine the consequence of them hearing, 'I believe you can be rehabilitated. I want you to become part of my community. Together we will thrive.'" The idea is that you are a victim if you're trying to join ISIS, a victim of systemic alienation. And so we have to decriminalize trying to join ISIS, and we have to treat them as though society is responsible for their activities. This is Ilhan Omar back in 2016. Again, this is part and parcel of her anti-American view, which is that American foreign policy is egregious and evil and wrongs very Noam Chomsky view of the world. And therefore, everybody who hates the United States and tries to join a terrorist group is actually, they may be doing something wrong, but they are a victim of American foreign policy. And we have to have sympathy for them. And then in 2019, March of 2019, she had a spate of wonderful tweets in 2019. So she was tweeting against Nita Lowey. Nita Lowey, by the way, was a Democrat from the state of New York. And Nita Lowey had tweeted that she didn't like that Ilhan Omar was mischaracterizing support for Israel as somehow dual loyalty. And she then tweeted out, quote, "Our democracy is built on debate, Congresswoman. I should not be expected to have allegiance or pledge support to a foreign country in order to serve my country in Congress or serve on a committee." So no one expects Ilhan Omar to declare support for a foreign country, like allegiance to Israel, in order to serve on a committee. If you want to serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee, I mean, obviously, in the past, the Democrats could appoint you to that. But if you want to make a moral case, you should serve on the Foreign Affairs Committee. It seems like a baseline thing that you probably should not sympathize with the terrorists who are trying to destroy a Democratic ally of the United States. This, of course, followed hard on another tweet from hers, the famous All About the Benjamins tweet in October of 2019. It's all about the Benjamins. So Kevin McCarthy in 2019, he threatened punishment for Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib over their criticisms of Israel, according to Glenn Greenwald. Right, Glenn Greenwald is very left-wing when it comes to Israel. And Ilhan Omar said, it's all about the Benjamins, right? It's the Jews who bought off Kevin McCarthy and the rest of the Republican Party. And remember, her hatred of the Jews in Israel is not confined to that. She also believes that America is really bad. By the way, she compared BDS, boycott, divestment, and sanctions from Israel, which is a State Department-defined act of anti-Semitism, right? The idea that Israel should be cut off from the world economy because they are the Jewish state. Here she was suggesting that BDS is basically supporting the Tea Party in the United States.
"We must support efforts to end the occupation and achieve two-state solution. We should condemn in the strongest terms violence that perpetuates the occupation, whether it is perpetuated by Israel, Hamas, or individuals. But if we are going to condemn violent means of resisting the occupation, we cannot also condemn nonviolent means. This week, I introduced a resolution with civil rights leader, our colleague, John Lewis, and Rashida Tlaib, who know the importance of nonviolence movements. It recognizes the proud history of boycott movements in this country dating back to the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, but boycotting a Democratic ally of the United States is basically the same thing as the Boston Tea Party, according to Ilhan Omar. This, of course, was the same year that she declared that Israel was very much akin to the Nazis, essentially. She suggested also that the United States and Israel are kind of like the Taliban. So that was a solid one. She tweeted this out. She tweeted out, quote, "We must have the same level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity." This is in 2021. "We have seen unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban." This is in June of 2021. So she compares the United States, Hamas, an actual terrorist group that hands out candies when innocent civilians are slaughtered, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. According to Ilhan Omar, they are all part of the same category. Well, I mean, I wish that for Ilhan Omar they were, because she seems to have significantly more sympathy for Hamas than she does for Israel. And she seems to have significantly more sympathy for particular regimes in the Middle East than she does for the United States when it comes to their human rights records. And she has a lot to say about the United States' human rights record and virtually nothing to say about particular countries in the Middle East. And again, this is the same Ilhan Omar who downplayed 9/11 very famously. Here she was doing that.
CARE was founded after 9/11. Because they recognized that some people did something and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Ah, some people did something. That's why CARE was founded, is because some people did something. You remember that one. And then she said, well, it's taken out of context. That's not what I meant. Well, no, I mean, what you meant is what you meant, which is that a thing happened and then people all over started to lose civil. But the thing that happened is sort of the issue. So Ilhan Omar, terrible person, Jew hater, hates Israel. Very anti-American in her perspective about the United States. Also, very good reasons to kick her off foreign affairs. A little bit more on this in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor. You know Biden's infrastructure bill that Congress passed last year? Here's something I'll bet you did not know about it. In a few years, every single car may be required to come up with a safety device that actually passively monitors you for impaired driving, which sounds harmless, but then again, the government can monitor, you know, everything you do, which is not something that I think you're going to enjoy. Big government would love to monitor everything you do. This is one reason why I use ExpressVPN to protect my network from being monitored. See, your ISP can log every bit of your internet activity. This includes stuff like the sites you visited, how much time you've spent on those sites. When you use ExpressVPN, your internet activity is shielded. Their app works by rerouting 100% of your network data through their secure encrypted servers to keep your activity private. Unlike monitoring the government might want to do in your car, ExpressVPN's kill switch actually protects you. If your VPN connection ever drops, network data is immediately stopped from entering or leaving your device to keep privacy from being compromised. It's a kill switch you control. All it takes is one easy tap of a button for ExpressVPN to secure all of your devices. So, stop leaving yourself vulnerable to attacks on your privacy. Take back your privacy and freedom. At ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro, get 3 extra months for free. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get this special offer for my listeners. ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Alrighty, coming up, Ilhan Omar has now been booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, and Democrats are screeching mad over it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite E3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
May be required.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota is a raging anti-Semite, and so now she has been booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. The Democrats used to acknowledge that Ilhan Omar was a real problem. They always downplayed it, obviously. The Democrats refused a resolution to specifically condemn Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism back in 2019. Instead, they decided to pass a resolution condemning all hate. This is all part of the Democratic rubric of Islamophobia is the same thing as anti-Semitism, is the same thing as racism, and so we can ignore anti-Semitism. Back in 2019, Nancy Pelosi, in one of the most, I think, kind of degrading statements ever made in Congress, she suggested that the real problem here is that Ilhan Omar just doesn't understand how words work. You want to talk about the soft bigotry of low expectations. If I suggested that a woman of color who is Muslim just doesn't understand how the English language works, that would be considered rather bigoted. Nancy Pelosi said it at the time, and this was a defense.
The incident that happened with... I don't think our colleague is anti-Semitic. I think she has a different experience in the use of words, doesn't understand that some of them are fraught with meaning that she didn't realize,
different experience in the use of words. Then it was like a couple weeks later, she said more anti-Semitic stuff. Adam Schiff, back in February of 2019, he put out a statement saying, quote, "I was deeply dismayed to see Representative Omar's comments on Twitter yesterday in which she echoed longstanding anti-Semitic tropes about Jews obtaining influence through money." By the way, the way that this usually works is that an anti-Semitic trope is when a left-winger says something anti-Semitic. Then it's just a trope. If a right-winger says it, then it's just anti-Semitism. If a left-winger says it, it's a trope. Anti-Semitism has no place in the halls of Congress or civil society, said Adam Schiff back in 2019. Now, he's appearing on national television next to Ilhan Omar and looking awkward while she explains that she just doesn't understand words. It is hilarious how transparent the Democrats are. So the Democrats put out a resolution this week. It was a resolution, quote, "recognizing Israel as America's legitimate and democratic ally and condemning anti-Semitism." They did it this week because they wanted Ilhan Omar to sign it. So Ilhan Omar signed it so that she can now claim that she's not anti-Israel. I don't believe you, lady. The reaction by the Democrats to Ilhan Omar being kicked off of Foreign Affairs is so telling. Instead of the Democrats basically saying, okay, we understand what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We should be able to pick our own members, and that was a mistake. They can't do that because they're the ones who started this fight. Instead of doing that, they are now claiming, of course, that the American people are being disserved by not having a person who hates America's foreign policy and place in the world. Instead, it's a disservice to the American people not to have this person on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, according to the world's worst press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre.
She has apologized for her comments she made in the past. I think she was most recently did an extensive interview about this on Sunday, I believe on CNN, and has been vocal about condemning anti-Semitism as well as affirming our strong alliance and important partnership with Israel. Look, the way that we see this, it's a political stunt. Much like House Republicans' unjust removal of other leading Democrats from key committees in recent weeks, and it is a disservice to the American people.
Disservice to the American people. She went on national TV and she said she just didn't understand that there were quote-unquote tropes about Jews and money. Really? Did you not understand that? Is that the case? You have a degree in political science from university. You serve in Congress, do you not? I have serious doubts about that. Hey, so, the people who are really mad were the members of the squad. And their excuse, of course, the members of the squad, is that everybody is targeting Ilhan Omar because she's black, which screams of the soft bigotry of low expectations once again. You're allowed to be as anti-Semitic and Jew-hating as you want so long as you support Black Lives Matter. You're allowed to be as anti-Semitic and Jew-hating as you want so long as you are a Marxist a la Jeremy Corbyn or Bernie Sanders. So here is Rashida Tlaib getting very, very mad.
The GOP is now doing what it is best at. Weaponizing hate against a black, beautiful Muslim woman.
Oh, give me a...
Congresswoman Omar's lived experience as a refugee and a child of survivor of war should be welcomed on this committee. It is needed. When you can't pass any bills that actually improve the people's lives, they turn to Congress. They turn Congress into a place of fear-mongering hate.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
I know Congresswoman Omar will not be silent.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
Congresswoman Omar...
That lady has a Palestinian flag right outside of her office, and she had a map in her office that literally got rid of Israel. It just had a giant post-it that said Palestine on Israel. That is Rashida Tlaib, another flaming anti-Semite inside the squad, which seems to be filled with flaming anti-Semites. It's about that she's a black, beautiful woman! Oh, really? Is that what it's about? That she's a black, beautiful woman. Is that really what it's about? Because I noticed that there are a lot of other black congresspeople who didn't get kicked off their committees yesterday. Intersectionality is not a defense to being a garbage human. It is not a defense. But for the left, it is. It is, because the intersectionality is the only thing that matters, and of course they agree with the fact that Ilhan Omar hates Israel and hates the Jews and is anti-American in her foreign policy. Already coming up, the theater kids of the squad are out there auditioning for the part of most outraged congressperson. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier!
your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Foundation.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the theater kids of the squad are very upset that Ilhan Omar has been booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee and leading the way in auditioning for the lead starring role in Outraged Intersectionality is, of course, the irrepressibly stupid Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. If you watch this clip with the sound off, it appears as though she is performing either Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I want the world, I want the whole world, or she is performing, and I'm telling you, I'm not going, from Dreamgirls. Either one is a possibility. And I'm telling you, I'm not going. Okay, so here is AOC, theater kid, dancing, jumping up and down, slamming her notepad on the podium because her friend Ilhan Omar will still be serving in Congress, but will not have access to as much classified information on the Foreign Affairs Committee because she's a terrible person. And in the background, you'll see Cori Bush just nodding along, man, nodding along. By the way, this would also be deemed, if this were a white Republican congressperson doing this, this would be deemed cultural appropriation. There's no question about it, given the stylistic choices that AOC is making during the speech. Here is AOC, theater child, getting ready to perform her greatest number yet.
I think one of the things that we should talk about here is also one of the disgusting legacies after 9/11 has been the targeting and racism against Muslim Americans throughout the United States of America. And this is an extension of that legacy. Consistency, there is nothing consistent with the Republican Party's continued attack except for the racism and incitement of violence against women of color in this body. I had a member of the Republican caucus threaten my life, and you all and the Republican caucus rewarded him. This is about targeting women of color in the United States of America. Don't tell me, because I didn't get a single apology.
Time has expired.
My life was threatened. Thank you.
Thank you. Whoops. Oh, man. Amazing work there from AOC. Amazing. She didn't get the part. The part, unfortunately, went to Cori Bush. But AOC is, she's amazing. She's slamming her. I've never seen AOC quite so animated over anything, except for defending her friend, the rabid anti-Semite. She makes a habit of defending rabid anti-Semites quite a lot, doesn't she? From Jeremy Corbyn to Ilhan Omar to Rashida Tlaib. If we can judge you to a certain extent by the friends you keep, if all of your friends are of a particular ilk, it does suggest something about maybe your own feelings on a particular subject. And then there was Cori Bush. So Cori Bush, the BLM congresswoman from Missouri, I call her a BLM congresswoman because that's literally how she became a congressperson. She was a very active member of BLM. She was a lead activist in the Black Lives Matter movement. She also suggests that this is all about Ilhan Omar being a black woman of Somali origin who is a Muslim. And again, the rule here is that you get, as long as you are all those things, you can basically just hate on the Jews, which is convenient.
Republicans are waging a blatantly Islamophobic and racist attack on Congresswoman Omar. And I've said it before, I will say it again. The white supremacy happening is unbelievable. This is despicable. It is Congresswoman Omar who has been harassed at her job for simply existing as a Muslim woman in Congress. It is she who has been attacked by a member of this body, ridiculing her as a potential terrorist for simply existing as a Muslim woman in this Congress.
You know what's weird is that there's another Muslim congressperson. He's named Andre Carson. He's from Indiana. Have you ever heard of him? You have not, have you? Maybe the reason you haven't heard of that Muslim congressperson is because he doesn't spend all day every day being an anti-Semitic jackass. Maybe that would be the reason. If he's not featured on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine doing that sort of stuff. Maybe that's it. But again, points to Cori Bush. That's a much more subtle performance. AOC's extremely loud. I mean, she's chewing the scenery, man. And she's Patti LuPone out there. And then you got Cori Bush. And Cori Bush, you know, she, I don't know if it's the most amazing performance, but she comes in a little more subtle, which, you know, if you have to cast a part, it goes to Cori Bush. There's a little bit more soul there. And a little bit more heart. And that's really what you're looking for in a theater kid. We'll get to more on this in just one second. But first, we all hope we'll never need life insurance. But the simple fact of the matter is that we are all going to die. And this means that probably at some point in the future, your family is going to need to make up for lost ground if, God forbid, you are taken too soon. Mortgage payments, childcare, other expenses, they don't just disappear after you die. Life insurance through your workplace might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It's not going to follow you if you leave your job. Since life insurance typically gets more expensive as you age, now would be the time to buy. Policy Genius gives you a smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from top companies like AIG and Prudential in just a few clicks to find your lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. They're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. There are no added fees. Your personal information is private. I've got life insurance. You should have life insurance as well. It's the responsible thing to do. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net, and you deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. That's PolicyGenius.com. Representative Gregory Meeks, he tried to do the same thing. He says they're removing her because she's black and a Muslim. That's really what this is about. Again, no, they're removing her because she is a vicious anti-Semite. This is not all that difficult.
A blatant double standard is being applied here. Something just doesn't add up. And what is the difference between Rep. Omar and these members? Could it be the way that
she looks? The gentleman's time is expired.
Could it be her religious practices?
Okay, what I love about this particular argument, and it's an argument you're going to hear in a second made by Hakeem Jeffries, which is that why are the Republicans using turnabout as fair play? If they really opposed anti-Semitism, wouldn't they keep MTG off of the committees? So first of all, MTG said a dumb thing about Jewish space lasers. She hasn't made it like the defining characteristic of her career to hate Jews. When she went to an event like a moron with Nick Fuentes, she immediately denounced Nick Fuentes and moved away from it. She hasn't been an anti-Israel rabid anti-Semite her entire career. That's been Ilhan Omar's defining characteristic in politics. Okay, so that is not a justification for MTG's comments. Also, it is worth noting here that the Democrats were like, it's a double standard. It's a double standard. They're leaving MTG and Paul Gosar and some of the worst people in Congress on these committees, and they're removing Ilhan Omar. It's because she's black. I have a question. You're now equating them, right? You are equating them. You're saying that Ilhan Omar is akin to Paul Gosar and MTG. You removed Paul Gosar and MTG from the committees when you were in charge. Why didn't you remove Ilhan Omar? Why? Could it be because she's a Democrat? And because you actually agree with those things? And it was a convenient bugbear for you? It was a convenient club for you to hit Republicans and try to suggest that anti-Semitism was exclusive to the Republican Party while the biggest anti-Semite in Congress, the two biggest, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, sit in your caucus? Here's Hakeem Jeffries trying to do this routine.
Ilhan Omar has apologized. She has indicated that she'll learn from her mistakes. Is working to build bridges because we believe in building bridges, not walls.
Oh, give me a break.
Building bridges with the Jewish community, including leaders right here in the United States Congress. Is Ilhan Omar perfect? No, none of us are. So this is not about accountability. It's about political revenge.
Oh, it's about political revenge. Okay, fine. Let's say that it is. Who brought that upon you? Weren't you the guys who started this fight? Weren't you the ones who did this? It was you, was it not? And also, again, if you're claiming the Republicans are hypocrites for not taking their worst members off their committees, first of all, Republicans have actually taken members off their committees. Steve King comes to mind from Iowa. When is the last time Democrats took a member off a committee? It was Cynthia McKinney in like 2003. So there's that. But I noticed that your complaint is not that Republicans aren't taking MTG and Paul Gosar off their committees. Your complaint is that they are taking Ilhan Omar off her committee. So you're not concerned about anti-Semitism at all. You just want to defend your girl. All right, that's your prerogative, but stop pretending it's high-minded. I think maybe the best thing yesterday was the audio of Democrats screaming in pain. And the sound of a sound of a million voices suddenly going silent as Alderaan is destroyed here.
On adoption of the resolution, those in favor say aye.
Aye!
Those in favor say no.
No!
The opinion of the chair that the ayes have it and the resolution is agreed to.
There's nothing more delicious than you guys screaming no at the moon. And by the way, a fairly minor thing. I'm sorry, Ilhan Omar was not kicked out of Congress. She was not impeached. She still gets to have her say. She's going to be there annoying everyone for quite a while, it appears. More on this in just a moment. But first, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride for the last couple of years, from the pandemic to inflation to incipient recession. I'm sure that you could use a break. Innovation Refunds can help you out. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. It's not a loan, there's no payback, it is a refund on your taxes. The challenge is, how do you get your hands on it? How do you cut through the red tape, get your business the refund money? Well, you head on over to GetRefunds.com. Their team of tax attorneys are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work, no charge up front, simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. To find out if your business qualifies, just head on over to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few quick questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time, so you need to get started right now. Don't miss out. Head on over to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com, GetRefunds.com to start saving money today. Alrighty, coming up, Ilhan Omar herself responds to being booted from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She says the rest of the world is going to be so upset she's gone. I am sure that is right. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs.
Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Of you, we shouldn't look at your skin color or your religion. We should look at the fact that you're a flaming Jew hater. That's the thing we should probably look at. But she's a representative. She represents intersectionally with the intersectionalism, with so much intersectionality. Here we go.
We say there is nothing objective about policymaking. We all inject our perspective, our point of views, our lived experiences, and the voices of our constituents. That's what democracy is about. So I will continue to speak up because representation matters. I will continue to speak up for little kids who wonder who's speaking up for them. I will continue to speak up for families around the world who are seeking justice.
Now she's going to speak up for families around the world who are seeking justice. See, I thought that she was an American representative. She's right. Many around the world are going to be sad that this is happening to her. She actually says, my leadership will be celebrated around, I'm sure it will be celebrated in very specific places around the world. The places that tend not to like the Jews so much. Here is Ilhan Omar.
I didn't come to Congress to be silent. I came to Congress to be their voice. And my leadership and voice will not be diminished if I am not on this committee for one term. My voice will get louder and stronger, and my leadership will be celebrated around the world as it has been.
Who's celebrating Ilhan Omar's leadership around the world? I noticed. It's Iran. It put out a statement today, quote, parliamentary tyranny in America to boycott the voice of the critical female representative. The dismissal of Ilhan Omar, a black Muslim critic of Israel's apartheid regime, from the Congress Foreign Relations Committee, is an indicator of the practical commitment of the American regime to the slogan of women, life, freedom, a slogan for interfering in Iran's internal affairs. So she does have her defenders. They just happen to be terror regimes like Iran. Speaking of Democrats showing their true colors, so yesterday, in a rather clever piece of legislation, Representative Maria Salazar from Florida, she announced a resolution denouncing the horrors of socialism. This resolution says the following, quote, whereas socialist ideology necessitates a concentration of power that has time and time again collapsed into communist regimes, totalitarian rule, and brutal dictatorships, whereas socialism has repeatedly led to famine and mass murder and the killing of over 100 million people worldwide, whereas many of the greatest crimes in history were committed by socialist ideologues, including Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un, Daniel Ortega, Hugo Chavez, and Nicolas Maduro, whereas tens of millions died in the Bolshevik Revolution, whereas between 15 million and 55 million people starved to death in the wake of famine and devastation launched by the Great Leap Forward in China, whereas the socialist experiment in Cambodia led to the killing fields, etc. And it just goes on and on about all the evils of socialism. And then it concludes, resolved, the Congress denounces socialism in all its forms and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States. And this thing did pass with 328 votes. 86 Democrats voted no. 86 Democrats voted no on this thing. By the way, Hakeem Jeffries voted yes, because he's not an idiot. Nancy Pelosi voted yes. Now, Hakeem Jeffries did say that this resolution is bad. He said, it's bad because it might undermine the Democratic agenda. Yeah, you're telling on yourself, dude.
They bring to the floor of the House of Representatives today a resolution on socialism to condemn some dictators that we all condemn.
Okay.
So then, but understand.
What's the problem?
The goal of this phony, fake, and fraudulent resolution is just to somehow provide cover for extreme MAGA Republicans to try to undermine an agenda that is designed to lift up the health, safety, and well-being of the American people.
You guys are telling on yourselves. You can't condemn socialism because it might undermine your agenda. Yeah, that's exactly Representative Salazar's point. It's clever stuff because, and one of the reasons why Democrats did poorly in the last couple of election cycles is because Democrats kept saying the word progressive. Progressive in Spanish, my understanding is, when translated, is involved with socialism, essentially. And so when those ads ran in Spanish in places like Florida, a lot of people who are expatriates from socialistic, communistic countries are like, "Not, don't want any part of that, not interested in that at all." Maxine Waters condemned the resolution as well, which is weird. She's one of the greatest beneficiaries of capitalism there is, right? She's been doing great under capitalism, mainly because she's unbelievably corrupt. So Maxine Waters said, quote, "This resolution is instead as divisive as it is insulting to the American people. It's trying to suggest Social Security, Medicare, even fire departments are anti-American. I didn't realize that those are socialist. Social Security, Medicare, and the fire department." So usually the definition of a public good is something that is non-rivalrous and non-excludable. Social Security, Medicare, they're supposed to be you pay in, you get out, right? That is the basic idea of these things. But, you know, again, lumping that stuff in with socialism, that you guys are the ones doing that, which is why you're condemning the resolution. You could just say, we condemn socialism, also we're in favor of Medicare. It's not that hard, which is why many Democrats voted in favor of this thing, but it shows you where their heads are at. And the way the Democrats seem to be doing policies is that they propose a bunch of policy, and then the minute that the consequences of the policy become clear, they run screaming from it. So to take another example, Democrats keep talking about reforming the police, right? First it was defunding the police. Now they're no longer defunding. Now they want to reform the police. But they have a problem. If they talk about reforming the police, Republicans might actually take them up on it and then propose legislation they don't actually like. So one of the lead headlines of Politico last night was, quote, "Dems fret policing talks will be tangled with Tim Scott's presidential hopes." They care so much about you that they need to reform the police. But if that helps Tim Scott, man, they are out. According to Politico, Democrats are signaling they're willing to work with Republicans on a new policing bill after the death of Tyre Nichols. Who their GOP partners might be is a trickier question. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, his party's past lead policing negotiator, is now a possible presidential contender in 2024, adding new potential political risk to an issue already riddled with pitfalls. Wait, I thought that they wanted solutions. I thought they wanted to work across the aisle. I thought it shouldn't matter who you're negotiating with so long as the deal that gets done is good. Or maybe you're political hacked and everything is an opportunity for political benefit for you. Democrats are still eyeing Scott as a partner, indicating they might be open to amending a sweeping enforcement bill named after George Floyd, but they're wary of the effect Scott's aspirations will have on cross-party talks. So they are not inviting Scott to take part in the negotiations. They are very much afraid that Tim Scott might actually be able to benefit from those negotiations, and so I guess they're going to put forward a worse bill. Okay, meanwhile, the Democrats have some good news on the economy and some bad news on the economy. The good news on the economy is the jobs report came in super hot. According to the Labor Department, the employment picture started off 2023 on a stunningly strong note, with non-farm payrolls posting their strongest gain since July of 2022. Non-farm payrolls increased by 517,000 for January. That's above the Dow Jones estimate of 187,000, so basically tripled it. The unemployment rate fell to 3.4% versus the estimate for 3.6%. Some of that is going to be a lot of people who are going back into the workforce. We've known for a while that there are a lot of job openings, like way more job openings than there were job seekers. The fact that the hiring is now happening means that people are feeling the pinch in their pockets, and now they're going back to work. Mohammed El Arian of Alianti says a stunning U.S. jobs report highlighting the strength of the labor market and its complexities. Jobs rose by 517,000 for January compared to the consensus forecast of 189,000. The puzzle, wage growth came in as expected, 0.3%. Presumably, this means if the job market is still coming in this hot, that the inflation rate is still a little too high, and you're going to see the Federal Reserve get a little bit more aggressive with regard to all of this. The bad news for Joe Biden is that the American people are still pretty glum about the economy because they're not seeing the impact of this as broadly as they'd like to see it, and they're very worried about the future as the money runs out and as these companies start to see a dip in consumer confidence. According to new Gallup polls, the overall quality of life in the country, 65% of people say that they are content. An opportunity for a person to get ahead by working hard, that 61% say that they are satisfied with that. But those are well below the record highs of 89% for quality of life in 2001 and 77% for opportunity in 2002. When it comes to the size and power of the federal government, only 33% approve. When it comes to the size and influence of major corporations, only 27% approve. When it comes to the way income and wealth are distributed in the United States, only 24% approve. So a lot of economic dissatisfaction right now in the nation. Only 26% of Americans are in favor of the way that federal taxes are being done right now. Only 25% of Americans say that they are satisfied with the state of the economy right now. And these are not amazing numbers for Joe Biden. So what that means is that there is a lot of room for a dip still if the economy starts to go the other way. Now, obviously, you want to root for a good economy. It helps a lot of people if the economy is good. But what this is really going to do is it's going to embolden Joe Biden and the Democrats to push for broke. The problem for Joe Biden continues to be that the man is just not good at speaking. I mean, he never was any great shakes on it, but now he's just not even, he's not with us anymore. Here was Joe Biden yesterday saying the most transphobic thing I've ever heard, frankly, from the President of the United States.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
More than half of the women in his administration are women. That's so transphobic. That means some of the women in his administration are not women. One of the things I like best about the Biden administration is that it's basically just grumpy old men. He brings back in Bill Clinton yesterday, and they get confused about their notes. It's a weird clip, but I have a bit of news on this one.
Somewhere I'm supposed to have some notes here. These are the President Biden's notes. Why don't you just deliver mine? Why don't I just give your speech here? And you can get mine. I found it.
Exciting stuff. Old men getting confused over notes. I should point out here, you know how old Bill Clinton looks, right? I mean, he looks pretty bad, Bill Clinton. He's aging pretty rapidly here. Bill Clinton is 4 years younger than the current president of the United States. He left office in 2000. He left office 23 years ago. And he is 4 years younger than the current president of the United States. Yes, we may be ruled by the aged boomers forever. And it's going to be just great. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Chinese balloon drifting high above the U.S. and first revealed over Montana earlier this week has created a buzz down below among residents who initially wondered what it was, and now they're wondering what its arrival means amid a chorus of alarm raised by elected officials, both federal and state. The balloon roiled diplomatic tensions as it continued to move across the central U.S. Friday at about 60,000 feet. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says the Biden administration should have reacted much more strongly to the discovery.
Reports are they summoned the Charles Affairs in D.C. and, you know, gave them a talking to. But I just think sternly worded statements and a mild scolding won't do the trick. American people want tangible consequences. This isn't the model U.N.
Gallagher was a recent guest on the Salem Radio Network. The arrest of a 24-year-old man accused of taking two monkeys from the Dallas Zoo after cutting their enclosure has shed some light on a mysterious string of events there. Police Friday say they also linked him to the escape of a clouded leopard and gash and a fence of another monkey habitat. The suspect's been charged with 6 counts of animal cruelty and 2 counts of burglary. California will not be requiring school children to get the coronavirus vaccine.
In 2021, Governor Gavin Newsom announced the state would add the COVID-19 shot to its list of mandated vaccinations for children to attend school. Since then, however, nearly all pandemic restrictions have been lifted, and the state's coronavirus emergency declaration officially ends at the end of this month. While that does not have an impact on the California Department of Public Health, the department says it's not currently exploring emergency rulemaking to add COVID-19 to the list of required school vaccinations, though it adds it does still strongly recommend COVID-19 immunization for students and staff. I'm Ben Thomas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
And it's Prager here. Sue and I mean it. Dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much. There's nothing quite like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens. In fact, I just talked to my wife about it because we want them to be healthy and we want them to be with us as long as possible. That's true. I know Sebastian Gorka feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. Our pups, Killy and Alea, rely on us to provide what's best for them. And naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens full of vitamins vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, omega oils, and more that supplement their food in a way that has shown us great results. Trying out Rough Greens is an easy yes, recommended by me, Dr. G.
Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black here, and I'm so proud that the Pragers and Sebastian Gorka have entrusted their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog, I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, your dog's food is dead food, but you can bring it back to life with Rough Greens. Go to RUFFGreens.com.
In the world of auto racing, Ford's returning to Formula One.
Ford will be the engine provider for Red Bull Racing in a partnership announced that begins with immediate technical support this season and engines in 2026. Ford is the third most successful engine maker in F1 history with 13 driver championships. The automaker is the first American engine supplier to return to the F1 as the series is set to race 5 times this year in North America, with 3 of those events taking place in the U.S. I'm Shelley Adler.
In football, the Broncos made it official Friday, announcing Sean Payton as their new head coach. He'll be formally introduced at team headquarters Monday. Payton won a Super Bowl and posted a 6.631 winning percentage during his 15 seasons as head coach of the Saints. He replaces Nathaniel Hackett, who was fired earlier. More at townhall.com. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says a coalition of G7 countries that includes Australia and a tentative agreement from European Union are imposing a $100 per barrel price cap on sales of Russian oil products such as diesel and kerosene to help with reducing the financial resources Russian President Putin has to wage in his war in Ukraine. The diesel cap coincides with an European Union embargo on the fuel. John Scott has a Friday tally on the markets.
The Dow was down 128 points to finish at 33,926. The NASDAQ lost 193 to 12,006. The S&P 500 dropped 43 points today to 4,136. New York oil fell $2.49 to $73.39 a barrel. I'm John Scott.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
More than half the women in my cabinet, more than half the people in my cabinet, more than half the women in my administration are women.
Ah, yes. Lunch Bucket Joe, the President of the United States. He makes Kevin McCarthy look articulate and well-spoken. More than half, he says, of the women in his administration. Was it his cabinet? He stepped all over it. So are women. More than half the women are women. Which is about right, as far as we can tell from here. We can't look under their skirts or anything, nor would we want to. But you may recall, well, for example, Sam Brinton. Do you recall Sam Brinton? The Department of Energy nuclear wastes expert, who is the prolific luggage thief. Remember the luggage thief? It's good to be a Democrat, because if this were Donald Trump's nuclear waste person at the Department of Energy, with top secret security clearances, going around dressing up like a lady and stealing luggage at, well, it was the Las Vegas airport, and then it was Minneapolis-St. Paul, I think, when two different airports stealing luggage. And Sam Brinton is a man who dresses like a lady man and shaves his head man and wears red lipstick and red dresses and red spiked heels and dances around with other people's luggage and steals women's luggage so that Sam can go back to hotel rooms and play dress up, kind of like a Hollywood actor. Amazing stuff. And then there's at the Department of Health and Human Services, Rachel Levine. Rachel Levine played football in high school with the current chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff because Rachel was a man, and now Rachel wears, public health service, like U.S. Navy-looking uniform, and we call Rachel Levine an admiral, and that's always been very confusing anyway, hasn't it? Oh, no, you're an admiral because you, have a rectal thermometer with you wherever you go. And that's kind of strange. Rachel Levine, man. Thoroughly Modern Millie, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, played football with Rachel Levine in high school. And I'll just leave it at that. But now he wants an all-transgender force, I think, doesn't he? Isn't that? And Sam Brin. So half the women in his administration are women. And who the Truth-O-Meter says mostly true, approximately half of the women in the Biden administration are women. It is a remarkable time to be an American, I've got to tell you. And he's the president of the United States, which is pretty amazing. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625 is the telephone number here. We got a lot of crazy, we got the Chinese communists. They've got the spy balloons. And it looks like a second one may be coming in across Canada right now because we have a weak sister in the White House. He should go back to the basement, shouldn't he? He should be in an iron lung in the basement like that movie Dave, I think. But, we have the weakest president maybe ever. He makes, Jimmy Carter look pretty sturdy. This guy, of course, he's got the 10%. He's big guy, and he gets 10% out of the China deal, right, with Hunter Biden and all that stuff. But pay no attention to that. The Washington Post certainly is paying no attention to that. So we've got that. But the Chinese balloons, these spy balloons, and it turns out, now I'm going to update you on this, but now there are 11 of them over Washington, D.C. There are 11 of these Chinese spy balloons right over the mall in Washington, D.C., and can we go live to the mall? Can we to the National Mall in Washington, D.C.? Because there have been some developments in the big silver balloon story. And wait a minute. Now the silver balloons over the mall, they have giant laser beams. And they're blowing up buildings on the mall. Oh, no. And Democrats are coming out to welcome them. They're on rooftops celebrating the arrival of the Chinese balloons. Oh, no, the mall is being destroyed by giant laser beams from Chinese balloons. Big silver balloons. And bust by balloons. Oh, no, the humanity. Oh, there goes the National Gallery of Art. It's terrible. The Capitol Dome. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, oh, the humanity. It's a tragedy. Smithsonian employees that kick Catholic kids out of the Air and Space Museum are exploding like meatballs in a microwave oven. It's terrible. Oh, no. See, what are we going to do? We should call on Joe Biden, see what he's going to do about it. There goes the White House. Oh, no, the White House. Oh, Joe Biden. Did you see, what's his name, crying, the White House Chief of Staff yesterday, Ron Klain? He was crying yesterday. And then Rashida Tlaib was crying yesterday. This is an emotionally unstable political party, the Democrat Party. But the reason we've got these Chinese spy balloons overhead is because we've got one. Now, they keep saying it's over Montana. How long will it take to get out of Montana? We do apparently have, you know, some of your intercontinental ballistic missile ICBM silos there. And the Chinese, you know, they're, I don't know if you're aware of this, they're commies. And they have slaves, and they throw everybody in prison and turn them into slave labor like Nazi Germany with the Socialist Workers Party back then. And of course, everybody has the hobnailed boot of the state stamping on their face forever, as George Orwell had envisioned. And the Bidens, they just see it as another business opportunity for, you know, something they're not qualified to be involved with. But that's okay. I've asked for this balloon thing. I think what we should do is get a teenage kid, put him in a lawn chair, like a backyard poolside reclining lawn chair with big helium balloons on it, and put him up there with a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun and shoot the damn balloon down. You know, we spend $850 billion a year on national defense and national security, and we can't stop a balloon the size of three school buses. It's got a couple of solar panels on it. I assume we're tapped into it, and we're watching the traffic back and forth between the balloon and the communists, who are hell-bent on subjugating the world, which is their project in the 21st century. Democrats are pretty much in on it. Speaking of which, I'll get to this, too. You see, there was a vote on Capitol Hill in the House of Representatives yesterday to condemn socialism, and 100 Democrats didn't. 100 Democrats chose in this vote, hey, you can condemn socialism, which has enslaved and brutalized and murdered untold millions of people and continues today to brutalize and subjugate over a billion people in communist China. And then you got North Korea and you got Cuba and all these hotspots where Democrats like to go. And they love slavery. They are the party of slavery. Remarkable stuff. The Democrats in the House of Representatives, 100 of them, could not find it inside themselves to condemn socialism, which is, you know, your silence is violence, dudes, and, you know, your lack of condemnation speaks volumes. It is a de facto endorsement of the political and economic system that has brutalized well over a billion people and murdered over 100 million people in the last 100 years. If we start at 1917 and the Bolshevik Revolution, then it's, you know, we're coming up on 106 years. But they got the organ harvest going here. 63 million Flintstone kids and counting, but pay no attention to that. Also, speaking of them being the party of slavery, there's a bronze statue in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. The statue is of President Abraham Lincoln. You know, the Emancipation Proclamation and the Civil War, and then he was shot and murdered by a Democrat shortly after the Civil War. There's a statue of Abraham Lincoln and a freed slave in, interestingly, Lincoln Park in Washington, D.C., a handful of blocks away from the Capitol. I've been there many times. And the bronze statue of Abraham Lincoln and a slave, the Democrats, you see, it was paid for by freed slaves. The monument, the statue, was paid for by slaves that had been freed by Abraham Lincoln over the objections of Jefferson Davis, the elected Democrat president of the Confederate States of America. You know, those belt buckles, CSA, that's the Democrat Party, see? And they're the party of slavery and the bullwhip and ropes and trees, and, you know, that's the Democrat Party. But the Democrats are now demanding that the statue in Lincoln Park of Abraham Lincoln, with a freed slave, a monument, a statue paid for by freed slaves as a gesture of appreciation for Abraham Lincoln, the first Republican president, who was then the first president to be assassinated, you know, by a Democrat. But pay no attention to that. And they want it taken down. Why would they want that taken? I think we should, if they're going to take it down, we should replace it with a statue of the Democrats today and a bronze statue, a larger-than-life statue called the Looter. We could call it the Looter, and the Looter will be a larger-than-life bronze statue of a Democrat with a flat-screen TV under one arm, a number of Louis Vuitton bags slung over the other shoulder, and leaving his hands free for a Molotov cocktail and a Zippo lighter, while, you know, because he's the arsonist, the Looter, the Democrat Party in 2020. 23. And just the whole 21st century, they've been bombing and looting and firebombing. How many, more than 280 Catholic churches violently attacked? I was reading you the story the other day. And how many burnt? And that's just the Catholic churches. Now, the churches that were firebombed in Montgomery County, Maryland, very close to this radio station, a few months ago, those were not Catholic churches, I don't believe. I think those were other Christian churches. And two churches firebombed by a Democrat in North Carolina. He was arrested, too. Proud Democrat. They love firebombing churches. You know, they're the guys that blew up that church, four little girls and all that stuff, the Democrat. That's today's Democrat. Pretty, you know, they've attacked and vandalized the statue of Gandhi in Washington. I kid you not. There is a bronze, larger-than-life statue of Mahatma Gandhi marching, you know, toward the sea with a handful of salt and all that. And it's in front of one of the on Massachusetts Avenue, Gesundheit, in front of one of the Indian embassy buildings, where it's a building I went to get my visa years ago to go to India. And there's a statue there, larger than life, of Mahatma Gandhi, a bronze statue. And the left has vandalized it with buckets of paint and things, because that's the Democrat Party. And, you know, really the monument to them should be the looter, the arsonists, the rioter, because that's today's tone. And take down Abraham Lincoln, the statue paid for by freed slaves. That's good. In the meantime, the Chinese are flying balloons over us. It's like an episode of F Troop. There was a hot air balloon episode in F Troop too. But the we got F Troop in the White House. Let me tell you that. Also, and the Democrats voting, that 100 of them couldn't vote against socialism because, you know, they need the organs. They need the organs. Honestly, what an extraordinary party this is. And they couldn't vote against it. Also, an amazing story. You know, we found out a while back that the Democrats in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, have been denying hardworking students their National Merit Scholarships. They've been concealing, you know, the kids earn the National Merit Scholarships because they stay up late and they work hard and they study and they're not smoking crack and chasing hookers like the Biden family. They're doing the right thing. And it turns out many of them are from families that are of Asian origin, right? And the Democrats, because they're racists and always have been denying the National Merit Scholarships to the kids. Well, the Republicans in the Virginia State House in Richmond, having learned of this, sought to pass a bill making it mandatory, requiring that when a kid earns a National Merit Scholarship, that they be told about it. And that they be, so they can put it on their college applications and get scholarship money and all that good stuff. And because, meritocracy, and the kids should get what they worked so hard for. And the Democrats killed the bill because they don't want children that work hard to enjoy the spoils of the fruits of their labors, of their hard work. Because the Democrats are pro-Chinese balloon, anti-Abraham Lincoln, anti-Mahatma Gandhi, pro-looter. They don't believe that kids that work hard should be rewarded for their work or even acknowledged. 100 Democrats couldn't bring themselves to vote against socialism in the House of Representatives. And nearly half the women in Joe Biden's administration are actually women. The other half, well.
There's only one, Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Here's the latest from Newsmax. Big tech is a real danger. Google, Facebook, and Twitter are supposed to be neutral. But now a new book by Congressman Ken Buck exposes their censorship. It's called Crushed, Big Tech's War on Free Speech. In Crushed, Congressman Buck says that big tech suppressed the truth about Hunter's laptop, COVID, President Trump, and a lot more. Crushed explains how Google uses its monopoly to hurt you. Big tech controls the information flow, but they ignore your right to free speech. If you're tired of their bias, fight back. Get Ken Buck's Crushed, a number one Amazon bestseller. You'll find out what Ken Buck says about how Google uses its search, ad networks, Gmail, Android phones, and even its YouTube TV to censor conservatives. It's a shocking story. Get Ken Buck's Crush today in bookstores or see the free offer from Newsmax. Go online now to crush911.com. That's crush911.com and save almost $30.
Everyone knows time is money. So don't wait weeks for the IRS to send out your tax refund. Go to Jackson Hewitt instead for up to $3,500 with a no-interest, no-fee tax refund advance loan. With up to $3,500, you could bring home the bacon and bring it home today. Money now instead of later? That's worth its weight in gold. Don't wait weeks for your refund. Go to Jackson Hewitt today. For eligible clients, loans by Republic Bank and Trust Company, details at jacksonhewitt.com.
Did you know 1 in 4 vet visits involve skin and coat issues? And 70% of your pet's immune system is based in their gut? DinoVite Nutritional Supplement has key nutrients for your pet's digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with DinoVite.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 844-SHARE-65. That's 844-SHARE-65. 844-SHARE-65.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
This Valentine's Day, fall in love with flavor when you save on delectable dishes and tantalizing tastes from Omaha Steaks with their Love at First Bite sale. It's the perfect time to celebrate your better half and bring the steakhouse experience home for Valentine's Day. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout and get $30 off your order. No one comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refunds belong to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Democrats hate, well, they hate everything. They hate democracy. Well, they love socialism. They hate capitalism. Bernie Sanders is leading the way. They hate merit and the National Merit Scholarships. And if your children earn them, the Democrats will try to steal them from them and take the money out of your pockets. because they don't believe in merit. And, you know, if Asian kids do well, that means white kids have to do not as well. And, you know, the Democrat slogan, an ebbing tide grounds all boats. That's their worldview in a nutshell. I think, you know, it was John F. Kennedy, a rising tide lifts all boats. They decided long ago just to sink our boat, and then all other boats will be equal. Equity, you know, total destruction and equity. Let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Mark, calling from Springfield, Virginia. Mark, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, it's Marco.
Oh, it's Marco. Hey, Marco. Hey.
Welcome back. Hey, it looks like my son and daughter-in-law missed you by one expedition out there in Antarctica. They're down there right now having a great time. But so welcome back.
Well, thank you.
But I wanted to talk about Vince Everett Ellison. He has written a book called 25 Lies. And basically, he doesn't call the Democrat Party crazy. He calls them evil. And he's in the course of his book, he points out numerous examples of why they're so evil. He also has a documentary called Will You Go to Hell for Me.com. And throughout the documentary, he talks about look at what you've done to us and shows the absolute destruction, not only black communities, but the coming destruction of the country itself. Why? What they're up to and how they're going about it. And then my final point is Thoroughly Modern Millie. Remember when he said he would notify his Chinese counterpart if we were going to attack them? Well, I want to know if his Chinese counterpart has contacted him to let him know that they have a spy balloon above our skies.
Right.
Particularly around military bases.
Yeah, he called his Chinese communist counterpart General Li, if I remember correctly, which is, you know, the Democrats and General Li. They just can't get away from and warned General Li in communist China about President Trump, who was, of course, Thoroughly Modern Millie's boss. Millie is a menace to Western civilization. He became that way because of the Democrats. I assume he couldn't have always been this way. Although he did play football with Rachel Levine in high school. Duck, duck, goose. I don't know what to make of that. A lot of good stuff there, Marco, and sorry about getting your name wrong.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. for application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
It's a race against the clock as Savannah Sprunt Fairchild Honeycutt agrees to get her feisty mother-in-law from Alabama to California, all in time for her brother's wedding. The only problem? Mama Won't Fly. A comedy by Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hoult, and Jamie Wooten. Directed by Jennifer Levins. January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store Reading. Mama Won't Fly. January 27th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse. Sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Now, this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Yes. Now, let me get to this amazing story for you. It tells you everything you need to know about the Democrat Party. Of course, what are they doing about the spy balloon? I was texting with Rob this morning, and Rob raised an interesting question. Now, first of all, the Chinese spy balloon coming over our country, be taken by the trade winds from west to east, allegedly over Montana now, big state. Takes a while. Borders Wyoming, where they want to put in those electric car charging stations every 50 miles. 50 miles of cable along the side of a road to get to one charging station that nobody wants. Fewer than 500 electric cars in the state of Wyoming, but pay no attention to that. We'll put in billions and billions in infrastructure. Then there will be more. Yeah. Cart, horse. Horse, cart. Democrats, capitalism, free market. Not their bag, baby. 100 of them voted. 14 of them just voted present. You know, like Barack Obama with the Born Alive Act and the Illinois State House. He voted present for that because life is not their thing. And Frank Marshall Davis, his communist mentor, you know, life is not their thing. But the Chinese spy balloon going over our territory. What is it? Now, they have spy satellites. They have spy planes. They have spies. We know Eric Swalwell used to have sex with one of them for years and was his primary fundraiser, got him from a city council seat in California to the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee with a Chinese communist hottie spy. She's like a spy balloon. Is she inflatable?
Yeah, two of them.
She's not just one spy balloon, but and you know, the commies, they spy on us and they steal our stuff and our intellectual property, and then they replicate it. The Soviets and the Russians always did that with the help of Democrats in the United States, like Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, who happily were both given the electric chair and executed for handing over the nuclear secrets. But now we got the Chinese communists with their slaves and their slavery, and it's okay with LeBron James, though. He likes slavery in the modern world. He's just angry about it centuries ago. Angry with history? Sanguine with slavery today. As long as it puts money in his pocket, in his many bank accounts, his many multi-million dollar sprawling estates, slavery, see, works for him. I wonder if he calls his homes plantations. What do you think? I think he calls, LeBron James calls his sprawling mansions plantations. Since, you know, little slave hands being gnarled, little children making Nike shoes in Wuhan. They're not even in Wuhan, they're in western China, but never mind that. So we got that. And the Chinese, now the Chinese with the spy balloon, what are they, why don't, you know, you, it, this is like an up close and personal look with a spy balloon. Brings you just above their saying the level at which commercial airliners are flying. But that's a lot closer than satellites and most spy planes are going to get. So it gives you, what are they mapping? Infrastructure? Are they looking at vulnerabilities to our electrical grid? What are they looking at? Why do they need this up-close look? Are we tapped into their link back to China and watching everything that this spy balloon is sending back to China and everything that the instructions and so on that China is sending to the spy balloon? It looks like there are solar panels hanging from the spy balloon. I don't think that would really hurt very much. Just shoot the damn thing down, you know? If it's spying on us, we should shoot it down. If it's not spying on us, then we should shoot it down. But texting with Rob, and Rob said, well, how do we know it doesn't have an electromagnetic pulse weapon aboard, an electromagnetic pulse directed energy weapon that could short out communications, electrical grid, and if it doesn't, well, it's an exploratory mission, right? It is a probing mission. And they're testing us, and we are failing because we are weak, feckless, and leaderless. We are rudderless because Joe Biden is our rudder. He's our big toe. He's Sergeant Hulka. And, you know, Warren Oates made a better Sergeant Hulka than Joe Biden. He is not a fit leader for the United States or for any other country, honestly. Estonia would kick him out. Latvia, gone. He'd be out of there. Amazing stuff. So this, the Chinese spy balloon, what is it? Why does it need this up-close look? Why does it need it from this, the China, communist China, need the look from this angle at this altitude? What are they looking at? We talk about our vulnerabilities. Who is it? Ted Koppel, that wrote a book called Lights Out, I believe it's called Lights Out, about the vulnerabilities that exist in our power grid and how hostile foreign actors could disable. Now, the Democrats are simultaneously disabling our ability to generate electricity. They're going, who was I talking to? Was it South Africa on the ship in Antarctica, South African or Australian, how they're in some places going for 12 hours a day without electricity because liberals. Say no more. So the Democrats, you know, windmills and charging stations in the middle of nowhere for your electric car that nobody's driving. And these people are mentally impaired. They are, and they're in charge. And we're in big trouble. It's time that adults take the country back from the children. Because these people are like, you know, meth head teenagers that you've given the keys to your life. It's pretty amazing stuff. But honestly, do they have an EMP weapon? Electromagnetic pulse is something that was discovered with the detonation of nuclear weapons. It's a side effect of EMP, of a nuclear detonation. But we have learned, we and other countries have learned how to harness the electromagnetic pulse, weaponize EMP, and create directed energy weapons and other things, where they could literally short out power grids. And if they hit key nodes, entire regions of the country could be blacked out. And our government is not up to the task. I'm not saying there is an EMP weapon or another directed energy weapon aboard this craft, but if we sent up a kid in a lawn chair with some helium balloons and a Daisy Red Rider to shoot it down, we could take a good close look what exactly is on this vehicle. And Canada, America's hat, America's largest national park, they say, hey, there might be another balloon headed your way coming across the, coming through Alaska and the Aleutian Islands, the Barents Sea, and then headed south through Canada. The trade winds will take it, and they can maneuver it somewhat by various means. And the bottom line is they're spying on us. And what are we doing about it? Simpering in a corner, whimpering, cowering, bowing, scraping, kowtowing. You know, kowtowing is a Chinese ritual that involves prostrating yourself before the person to whom you're kowtowing, and rolling and twisting and performing, you know, all these contortions to show your subservience. And Joe Biden, you know, we've got it in the laptop and the emails. The big guy, Joe Biden, Tony Bobulinski, has told us all about it. The big guy is Joe Biden, and he gets 10% out of what? Out of the China investment deals. And now China's pushing him around like he's a rented mule. I won't use the Russian hooker analogy with the, you know, Hunter Biden. Okay, I will. See, that was a paralipsis. So I'm not going to do it while I'm doing it. And the Democrats, I mean, honestly, this the voting for socialism, 100 Democrats in the House of Representatives, no Republicans, I'm happy to report, voted for socialism yesterday in the House of Representatives. But what was it, 86 Democrats voted against the measure condemning socialism, and 14 voted present. That is to say they abstained. That is to say they're too cowardly to go on the record saying they are really socialist. But 100 Democrats are not anti-socialist. They're pro-socialist. They're socialists. And socialism is communism. Don't kid yourself. It's they're interchangeable, even though the lefties will tell you that they're not interchangeable terms. Now, the Democrats in Virginia, I mentioned a little while ago, Governor Glenn Youngkin reacts to Democrats blocking his bill to notify students of merit awards. This is from last night, ABC 7 WJLA in Washington, D.C. The dateline is Richmond, Virginia, the state capital. On Thursday, the Virginia Senate Education and Health Committee blocked Governor Glenn Youngkin's bill that would have required schools to notify students and their parents if they won national merit awards and recognition along with other college scholarship opportunities. 7 News has been covering this as part of our Crisis in the Classroom coverage. The bill was introduced after several Virginia schools, it was discovered, didn't notify students of their national merit recognition in time for important college scholarship deadlines, in time for my rumpus. In some cases, it was 2 years later that the parents found out that the left-wing radical racist teachers in the school system in Virginia denied the kids recognition, acknowledgement of the fact that they had earned the national merit scholarships. And, you know, this goes to scholarship money for families that want to send their kids to nice colleges and may not be able to afford it. So they're literally stealing money out of the pockets of, in many cases, immigrant families whose children are outperforming everyone else in class, putting the kibosh on the Democrat Party's whole lie about how we're unfair and minority people can't get ahead, and because everything they tell you is a lie. Republicans and one Democrat senator, Jeremy McPike, on the committee voted to advance the bill, but the Virginia Senate Democrat majority ultimately blocked the bill from going forward because they're thieves and scoundrels and criminals and racists, and they want to deny children who work hard the fruits, the benefits of their labors, because they hate children, except for the organ harvest. They do like the organ harvest of the... That's the one thing they like about children is the organ harvest. That's about it. And that's your Democrat Party. So the Democrats in the State House in Virginia killed the bill that would have required... I can't believe they haven't been required in the past. Shh, keep it a secret. And honestly, the Washington Post is doing a cover-up for them and smoothing it over. And it was more than 2 years, in many cases, that the Democrats denied the kids. So it's moot. The question is moot. Let's go to the phones, Michael. Let's go to Ann, calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Ann, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hello.
Hi, Ann.
Love the show. The Biden, the whole family, they've made money, millions of money off of different entities, especially China. And they need to be put on a no-fly list because they're a threat to our country, because they'll share other things that they've collected that they've got hidden that we hadn't found yet. So all of them, you know, can't leave the United States. And then they need to be put on a budget. So they only have a certain amount of money to spend.
I noticed that you have a rock station playing in the background, and we're dancing. We're dancing.
It's off.
We're dancing a little bit to the music, but it does make it more difficult to hear every syllable of what you're sharing with us. And, are you saying that you think the Biden family is corrupt?
Oh, definitely. You know, just bits and pieces that have floated out over the years, you know, and then here we come up with all these documents. And then he's even had them, you know, when he was in the Senate. So no telling what, you know, he gave up. And then here Hunter Biden, he got the run of every house that Biden owns, and, you know, he's been selling us out silly. And then all their bank accounts need to be checked, and the deposits, and then find out any other extra accounts they have in other countries and seize all that money and give it back to America, because he stole every bit of it from us.
Why isn't the news media all over this and smothering this story? This is a giant scandal that the Biden family, their tentacles all over the world. Tony Bobulinski has testified publicly about this, CEO of one of the Biden family's many corporations, and the China deal, and Joe Biden is big guy and he gets 10%, and the corrupt Ukraine deal, multiple deals really that we know all about, and Joe Biden ordering the firing of the prosecutor that was investigating the corrupt company that was paying corrupt Hunter Biden with the help of corrupt Joe Biden. Why isn't the media all, why isn't 60 Minutes doing a story on this every Sunday, Ann?
They've been paid off. And, you know, they've probably been threatening, too. You know, we can ruin your company. We can take, you know, make it where there's no more company. So, you know, they had to stay in line because, you know, they're out for the money just like the Bidens are.
Yeah, I don't think they even have to threaten them. I think that they're compliant, the news media, as dutiful members of the Democrat Party. They believe that they're this is what they teach on college campuses now. That as a journalist, it's your job to be an activist and to change the world, not report the news and the truth and hold the powerful accountable. That's not what is taught anymore. Now it's just a Democrat Party orgy with not enough lube. I gotta say, not for the rest of us anyway. It's amazing. Thank you, Ann. He's a very corrupt man. It's a very corrupt family. But they're not nearly as corrupt as the American news media is, because all of the pieces of the story are laying there on the table in front of us. And all they have to do, it's like a jigsaw puzzle suitable for children ages 8 and up. But our news media does not put the pieces together because they're not legitimate journalists. They're Democrats. Posing as journalists. You know, they identify some of them as journalists. Just like Rachel Dolezal identified as black.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Let's be real. Retirement is expensive, and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility, and you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number. 844-SHARE-65. That's 844-SHARE-65. 844-SHARE-65.
Tired of expensive vet bills? Temporary prescriptions still leaving your pet itchy with a dull coat or fur loss? It all starts with their food. Add DinoVite to supplement the nutrients they're missing to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of DinoVite for dogs by using code DOG at DinoVite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Today on Hey Culligan, smooth skin and soft hair comes from where? Here's Mike.
Hey Culligan, I've tried every conditioner, lotion, and body wash known to man, and my skin still feels like sandpaper.
It could be your water, Mike.
Oh, that's harsh.
More like hard water. Are you interested in smart, high-efficiency water softeners from Culligan Water?
Huh?
Want baby smooth skin and soft, luxurious hair?
Yeah, can you hurry? I have a date tonight.
We're already on the way, Mike. Let us help you out with the free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
If you've been injured in an accident and need cash now before your case settles, Oasis Financial can help. Last month, Oasis helped over 3,000 people. Why not you? If you have an attorney, call Oasis Financial today at 877-266-9107. It takes just 3 minutes to apply. And once you're approved, get $500 to $100,000 of your settlement in as little as 24 hours with no risk to you. That's right. Get $500 to $100,000 within 1 day. If you lose your case, you don't have to pay Oasis back, ever. So call Oasis today to see if you qualify at 877-266-9107. That's 877-266-9107.
Better days start today. Get the cash you need with Oasis.
Call Oasis today at 877-266-9107. Oasis is currently not providing legal funding in Arkansas, Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, North Carolina, North Dakota, or West Virginia.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909.
Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Another example of how sick the Democrat Party is and has become. You can search over the years in communist China. For example, the Human Rights Commission in the House of Representatives in 2022, last year, forced organ harvesting in China. Examining the evidence and organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China as they're harvesting their organs from living people, all right? Human trafficking, China uses forced organ donation, okay? China forcefully harvests organs from detainees, a tribunal has found. And the UN Human Rights Commission alarmed by organ harvesting in China, all right? This is, now they do it with 40% of the black population in the United States, the Democrats do, and other helpless little babies. But here's a story out of the radical left-wing Boston Panhandler Broadcasting System. WGBH, a bill that would let prisoners, this is Massachusetts, not China, a bill that would let prisoners trade organs for a reduced sentence, sponsored by two Democrats, faces significant blowback. Why bring Hunter Biden into it? A new bill would give Massachusetts prisoners an earlier release if they donate organs. The bill is mired in controversy. Can you imagine that this would be controversial? What ghouls? Dr. Mengele, call on line two. Wow, Massachusetts Democrats, prisoners in prison, donate organs and they'll reduce your sentence. And for some reason, PBS can't understand why it's controversial. Advocates raise alarms about ethics. Ethics, what's that? That's a word that the Democrats sometimes use but don't understand. And legislators urge understanding their intentions. Their intentions are good. They're just going to harvest your organs. So you can donate bone marrow or a kidney, and the Democrats will try to reduce your sentence. These people are ghouls. The Nazis would run from these people. And they couldn't vote against socialism in the House of Representatives. 100 of them couldn't vote against socialism yesterday. Holy cannoli.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.